for our national anthem here at Johnson Brock High School.
We'll take one more 30-second timeout, and then we'll be back for the introduction, starting lineups, and the opening tip after this 30-second timeout. You're listening to Johnson Brock Eagles Fall City Tigers basketball on Sunny 101.3.
Tiffany Care Centers has been providing quality care from people who care for 40 years. At Oregon Care Center, Tiffany Heights, Pleasant View, we offer short and long-term rehabilitation, 24-hour skilled nursing care, respite care, and one-on-one speech, occupational, and physical therapy. You deserve the best, and the best is at Tiffany Care Center facility. Go to tiffanycare.com to see how we can help you.
Hey, welcome you back once again here to Johnson Brock High School. The Fall City Tigers on the road tonight, taking on the Johnson Brock Eagles. We've just met the starters over the public address system for Fall City. Now introducing the Johnson Brock starters. As we said before the break, the Johnson Brock girls are 2-0 on the season. They have wins over Sydney, Iowa, and Palmyra. The Fall City girls still looking for their first win. They are 0-1. They opened last week at Syracuse and came out on the short end of the score to the Rockets. The Tigers and the Johnson Brock Eagles set to do battle. We want to remind our Fall City listeners that we'll be on the air again tomorrow afternoon, live from Freeman over on KTNC, as we'll have the Fall City Tigers taking on the Freeman Falcons. That'll be a girl-boy doubleheader with the girls' game scheduled for a 4:30 tip-off tomorrow afternoon. You'll hear that over on KTNC. Yours truly will be in Adams to call the game. Looks like it'll be Taryn Ottoman stepping into the center circle to jump it up for Johnson Brock. Ottoman to jump it up for Johnson Brock. McKinley Scholl in the circle for the Fall City Tigers. The official steps in, and we're ready to get underway. Here we go, high school basketball. Tip's going to be controlled by the Tigers. Coming up with it is Chase Nolde in backcourt. Nolde gets the pass to the near side, across the timeline on the dribble is Ava Armbruster to the right elbow. That's Scholl with the ball in the corner. Nolde back up top again to Armbruster at the top of the circle. This is Maddie Jones with the basketball. One dribble. She flips it out onto the left elbow. Around the horn it comes to the right side. Three-pointer from the right elbow. Up and off, no good. Put up by Scholl. And the rebound down to Johnson Brock. Knippelmeyer gets it down to Sanford in the paint. Sanford moves toward the bucket, and a whistle and a foul is going to be called on the Tigers. They have to wait till they post it here, I think.
Yeah, that foul is going to be on number 11, Ava Armbruster. It's her first personal and first team foul.
Inbound the pass on the baseline. The ball is tipped away. Coming up with it, Fall City with the basketball. Across the timeline is Armbruster. Takes it out onto the left wing. Now works between the rings at the top of the circle. Armbruster comes to Jones with the pass on the right wing. Jones looks to the baseline for Nolde underneath. Nothing there. Now wants to try to go to McNeely inside the paint. No pass there. Now they do get it to McNeely. Reese McNeely kicks it right back up to Armbruster. This is Jones, right side to Nolde. Nolde finds Armbruster top of the key. Armbruster, one dribble, bounce pass inside to Reese McNeely. The ball is tipped away, and a jump ball is called. Possession arrow points to Johnson Brock. 6:50 to play here in the first period. No score in the contest. Johnson Brock, Lady Eagles and the Lady Tigers of Fall City, scoreless here in the first minute. Across the timeline is Audrey Sanford with the dribble. Sanford comes to the left side. Brooklyn Behrens holds the basketball. Man-to-man defense now for the Fall City Tigers. This is Ottoman at the top of the key. Up to Knippelmeyer, Natalie Knippelmeyer. Bounce pass to the right side. Finds Hallie Rasmussen. Rasmussen feeds it into traffic. The ball kicked out to Ottoman. In the paint, Ottoman. Back up top, it comes to Rasmussen. Hallie Rasmussen near the midcourt circle. Comes to the left side with a pass. Natalie Knippelmeyer on the dribble. Knippelmeyer. Bounce pass right side. Ottoman. Ottoman in the paint at the free throw line. Kicks it back up to Brooklyn Behrens. Behrens looking inside for the cutter. Wanted to go to Rasmussen. No pass there. Trying to penetrate this man-to-man defense. Johnson Brock not able to get it in. There's Sanford with a little floater. Rebound. Follow shot. Put back up and good by Taryn Ottoman. So Ottoman with the first 2 points of the ballgame. Johnson Brock goes up 2-0, 5:50 to play here in the first quarter. We've got a whistle and a foul is going to be called. The foul is going to be called on Johnson Brock. We'll wait till they post it here. slow getting that up for you. There you go.
Foul's on number 22, Natalie Kempelmeyer. It's her first personal and first team foul for the Eagles.
At the top of the circle is Armbruster. Armbruster to the left elbow finds Jones. Jones can't get it inside again. Looking inside there for McNeely. Now driving the left side, jump shot, Jones up and off, no good, but a whistle and a foul. I think it's probably going to go on Taron Ottoman. We'll wait until they post it at the free throw line.
The foul's on number 32, Taron Ottoman. It's her first personal and second team foul for the Eagles.
Maddie Jones at the line, shooting two shots for the Tigers. The first free throw is up and rims around and off of there. Wouldn't go. She'll get another attempt. 5:31 to play in the first quarter. We're live from Johnson Brock High School tonight. Maddie Jones at the line. Her second free throw is on the way. This one's up and good. Jones hits one out of two, and the Tigers are on the board. 2-1 our score. Johnson Brock with the lead. Into forecourt on the dribble comes Brooklyn Behrens. Behrens, bob pass to Ottoman. Ball tipped away there momentarily. Loose on the floor. Armbruster comes up with it. Kicks it out to Jones, and Jones will bring the ball across the timeline. To the left wing goes the pass. Skip pass to the near side, comes over to McKinley Scholl. In the paint, Reese McNeely moves to the basket, shot is up and good. Reese McNeely with her first 2 points, and it's 3-2. Fall City up by one at the 5-minute mark here in the first quarter. This is Audrey Sanford looking to Taron Ottoman with the ball. Ottoman holds it above her head, puts it underneath. Oh, a nice assist from Ottoman. Found Brooklyn Behrens streaking through the lane, and Behrens laid it off the glass for the easy lay with the assist. There's a whistle and a push and foul that's going to be called on Johnson Brock. Pretty sure that's going to be on Natalie, aren't you?
Yep, that's on number 22, Natalie Knumpelmeyer. It's her second personal foul and third team foul.
Substitute into the ballgame now for Fall City. Elise Poppy checks in. Poppy in replacing Reese McNeely. Poppy a junior in the lineup now. On the right side, handling the ball is Scholl. Up top to Armbruster. Around it goes to Poppy on the left wing. Armbruster gets the ball right back. Jones has moved into the post now as McNeely has gone to the bench. Baseline left side in the corner. Skip pass comes up to Scholl at the top of the key. Inside the paint, Jones, the whistle, and the reach-in foul is going to be called on Johnson Brock.
It'll be the 14th foul in the Eagles, and that foul is on number 12, Audrey Sanford. It's her first personal.
4:22 to play, first quarter, 4-3 your score. Johnson Brock with the lead. The inbound pass to Poppy. Poppy moves around the defender. Sanford guards it, puts it inside. Shot is up. Nolte can't get it. Rebound follow shot. Jones can't get it. Jones tries to go up with a second follow shot. It's good. Maddie Jones with the putback on the left side. It's Fall City the lead once again at 5-4 as we near the 4-minute mark. Down in the corner on the left side, Johnson Brock with the basketball. Ottoman, they can put it into her. The ball is tipped away from Ottoman and grabbed up loose. The other direction comes Armbruster with the basketball. Pete Jones, shot is up, got it, and she will be fouled. Maddie Jones has 5 points already in the ballgame. She's fouled. She'll be at the line for the and one. Still waiting. There you go.
Yep, that foul is on number 20, Hallie Rasmussen. It's her first personal foul and 15th foul for the Eagles.
Maddie Jones for the and one. She's 1 out of 2 from the line so far tonight. This shot is up and good. She's now 2 out of 3. Jones has 6 points in the ballgame. Clock is running there at 3:43 to play here in the first period. 8-4, Ball City with the early lead for Johnson Brock trailing on the right elbow. Inside the paint, moving for the driving lay-in. Shot is up and off, no good. That shot was put up by Weiss. Ball tipped around the other direction. In a hurry down court, Armbruster shot off the glass, rims around, no good. Rebound, Nolte, follow shot, putback won't go. Battle for the basketball. This is Audrey Sanford with the ball. Sanford pushes it down court, driving layup, couldn't get it. An offensive foul is going to be called on Audrey Sanford.
That'll be her second personal foul and 16th foul for the Eagles.
Johnson Brock fans not going to be happy with that whistle. Sanford will leave the ballgame, checking in to replace her, Brooklyn Behrens, who started the ballgame. So Sanford on the bench with 2 early fouls. Timeout taken on the floor.
First timeout on the floor. Johnson Brock leads Fall City 8-4. We'll take a 30-second break. You're listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Looking for lending partners that aren't afraid to get their boots dirty? Then talk to our ag lenders here at the bank. Our lenders know ag, and they're local. Because we make our decisions locally, you'll get quick answers on your loan requests. Stop by to talk or call to schedule an appointment today. Frontier Bank. Together we grow. Member FDIC. Online at frontbank.com.
Frontier Bank.
Located in Falls City and Stella.
Welcome back to Johnson Brock High School. 8-4 your score, the Falls City Lady Tigers with the lead over the Johnson Brock Eagles here early in the ball game. 3:10 to play in the first quarter. My name is Randy Gatula. Tonight, seated alongside Dalton Kniffelmeyer. We hope you're enjoying the video stream on Johnson Brock's Strive TV channel. There's a pass come to the near side. It's going to be tipped away, knocked out of bounds, touch last by Falls City. And it'll be Johnson Brock's basketball. Kelly Rasmussen will inbound it. She'll trigger it in on the side in backcourt. Rasmussen gets the ball tossed into Brooklyn Behrens. Behrens works to the corner on the left side. Now comes back around between the rings to the top of the circle. Behrens gives it across to Chloe Weiss with the ball. Weiss is going to be tied up, and a whistle and a foul is going to be called on Falls City's Elise Poppy, I'm pretty sure.
Yep, it's on Elise Poppy. It's her first personal foul and second team foul for the Tigers.
This is Brooklyn Behrens with the basketball. Gets it over to the right side on the elbow into the hands of Chloe Weiss. She'll be called for walking with the ball or double dribble. And the turnover gives it back to the Tigers. McNeely's back in the ballgame. She inbounds the pass. Gets it into Armbruster. Ava Armbruster sets the offense. Works to the left side. Bounce pass into traffic. Got it into McNeely. Back up top it comes to Armbruster. Now Poppy goes to McNeely. McNeely right back to Poppy. Underneath to Jones. She goes up with a shot. No whistle. Jones was double-teamed. She tried to launch that shot. Fast break down court in a hurry comes Johnson Brock. Tried to get it into Ottoman. The ball was tipped away. Falls City with the steal. Here's Armbruster pushing the ball down court. Her pass underneath is looking for Poppy. Too tall. And the ball goes way out of bounds. It'll be a turnover.
With 2:10 left here in the first quarter, the Tigers have an 8-4 lead on Johnson Brock.
On the dribble, into fourth court for Johnson Brock. Rasmussen gives it to the right side. Now this is Brooklyn Behrens with the basketball. Behrens at the free throw line, into the corner, down deep. Skylar Witt in the game. Right elbow once again, inside the paint, moving toward the basket. Jump shot up and good, put in by Helly Rasmussen. That's Helly's first 2 points of the ball game. Score is 8-6. The lead is 2 now for Falls City with 1:40 to play in this first quarter. Skip pass comes across court to the near side to Maddie Jones. Up top to Armbruster, back to Jones in traffic. McNeely couldn't get there. There's a shot for Armbruster, top of the key, off the front of the rim, doesn't go. She chases down her own rebound. A fight for the rebound in the corner. Jump ball is called. Possession arrow stays with Falls City. It'll be Tigers basketball. Here's Chase Nolde back into the lineup now. Nolde checks in to replace Maddie Jones. She'll set out and catch a breather. McNeely to inbound it. Baseline left side. Gets it into Armbruster. Armbruster comes up top to Poppy. Around to Nolde, right side in the corner. Back again to Poppy. Armbruster, baseline left side. Nolde with the basketball on the left side baseline. They bring it back to the top of the key on the near side. Poppy. To the right, this is Scholl handling the ball. She feeds it inside. Armbruster inside McNeely. She's triple-teamed. Back up to Armbruster. Jump shot left side. Up and off. Poppy doesn't go. Ball is tipped away. It's going to go out of bounds. And it's going to be touched last by Alice.
I believe they got a foul called here.
Okay. Scholl.
Yep. It's on number 13, McKinley Scholl. It's her first personal for the Tiger, for her, and the third team foul for the Tigers.
Into the ball game now for Falls City. Hannah Collier checks into the lineup for the first time tonight. Collier on the floor. Into forecourt for Johnson Brock. With the dribble is Helly Rasmussen. is it for the right side. Lob pass inside Ottoman. She tries to go for the shot. Blocked away nicely by Chase Nolde. Downcourt pass comes to the right side. They're looking underneath for Collier. Pass is thrown behind Hannah. Stolen away the other direction. Comes Weiss with the ball. Downcourt pass. Weiss looking for Brooklyn Behrens. Pass is too long. Goes away out of bounds. 31 seconds to play here in the first quarter. 8-6. Fall City with the 2-point lead. 30 seconds to play. Armbruster to the right side. Comes to Jones with the basketball. Jones back to the top of the key. Inside McNeely. Turnaround shot in the paint. Up and off, no good. With the rebound is Holly Rasmussen. 15 seconds to play here in the quarter. Rasmussen down court left side. Behrens for a long two. That's up and off, no good. Rebound brought down by Johnson Brock. Rasmussen with the basketball. 5 seconds. Rasmussen has it taken away. Ball is going to be stolen by Maddie Jones. Now we've got a whistle.
They're going to get a foul called here on Holly Rasmussen.
With 1 second to play, we're going to walk to the other end, and we're going to put Maddie Jones to the line where she'll be shooting 1-1. That's a 17 foul already.
That's Holly Rasmussen's second personal foul and seventh team foul for the Eagles.
Shooting 1-1, Maddie Jones, 1 second to play here in the quarter. Free throw is up. It's good. Maddie Jones now has 7 points for the Ball City Tigers. She's 3 out of 4 from the charity stripe so far tonight. The and one coming up right here. Jones, free throw is up, and this one is off. No good. The buzzer will sound. And that's the end of the first quarter.
At the end of the, after the first quarter, Fall City is up 9-6 on the Eagles. We'll step aside for a 1 minute timeout. You're listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Alfea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website alfea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Alfea.
CMM Seed Center LLC is your bulk seed headquarters in Mound City. They are seed dealers for Asgro, DeKalb, and Burris Power Hybrids, carrying all varieties of corn and soybeans, including the new Don Mario bean with Enlist. On-farm delivery of some seeds and great financing options are available too. If you need seed, look no further. Call Kirby Miles at CMM Seed Center LLC, 660-442-6085, or stop by 302 West 2nd Street in Mound City. That's CMM Seed Center in Mount City, Missouri.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Randy Gatula, Dalton Knippelmeyer back with you here at Johnson Brock High School. A fresh 8 minutes up on the board. We're ready to move into the second quarter. 9-6, Ball City with the lead. Johnson Brock with the basketball. Inbounds it comes to Brooklyn Behrens. Behrens, left-handed dribble, top of the circle. Comes to the left wing with her pass. Brooklyn Buckmeyer with the ball now. Buckmeyer up to Taryn Ottoman. Ottoman at the top of the key, comes to the left side, Chloe Weiss. Weiss holds the ball for a moment, now works into the paint, kicks it into the corner down to the left side. Buckmeyer with the basketball. Again over to Behrens. Brooklyn Behrens takes the pass from Brooklyn Buckmeyer. Behrens on the dribble, man-to-man defense for Fall City. Behrens, left side, Skyler Witt with the ball. Skyler lobs inside, shot is up. Away from the ball, we've got a whistle and a foul is going to be called. This is going to be a shooting foul,
yeah.
I guess. We're going to send to the free throw line Chloe Weiss. She's a 5'5 freshman, and she'll be shooting 2 shots.
That foul is on number 11, Ava Armbruster. It is her second personal foul and fourth team foul for the Tigers.
First free throw is on the way, up and good for Chloe Weiss. So Weiss has her first point of the ball game. 2-point contest now, 9-7. Fall City with the lead. Chloe Weiss at the free throw line, ready for her second free throw attempt. The shot is on the way. It's up, and it is good. Right down the middle for the freshman, Chloe Weiss. Weiss pulls Johnson Brock back to within 1. 9-8 our score. Opening seconds here in the second quarter at Johnson Brock. Fall City with the basketball. This is Armbruster working the dribble. She chases it down into the corner on the left side. Almost got trapped down there by Brooklyn Behrens. Now we got a whistle, and a foul is going to be called against the Eagles. Brooklyn Barons, I think, is going to get called for this one.
It'll be called on number two, Brooklyn Barons. It's her first personal foul and eighth team foul for the Eagles.
That means at the free throw line now for the Fall City Tigers will be Ava Armbruster, and she'll be shooting 1-1. Armbruster's free throw is up and short. Hits the front of the rim. Fight for the rebound. Barons comes down with it. Brooklyn Barons on the dribble. She's playing at the point guard. That's with Audrey Sanford on the bench in foul trouble. Here's a driving layup on the left side. That shot was put up by Chloe Weiss, and the rebound comes down to the Tigers. Armbruster will set the offense. Left side on the elbow. She backs it out. Barons comes out to pick her up in the man-to-man. Driving the left side. Lay-in is up and good by Ava Armbruster. Armbruster got around Barons and has her first 2 points of the night. And it's 11-8. The lead is 3. Barons feeds the ball back into the corner. That one went to Lillinus. And Hannah tried to put up a shot in the paint. Jump ball is called. Possession arrow goes to the Fall City Tigers. Tigers basketball. Mike Armbruster will take a break. Let's see who we got checking in to replace her now for Fall City is Poppy. Elise Poppy on the dribble. Poppy, right side, tries to go inside with it. Ottoman steps up and grabs the basketball. Ties up Chase Nolte. Held ball is called. Possession arrow favors Johnson Brock. Inbounding the pass for the Eagles. A freshman, Brooklyn Buckmeyer, inbounds the ball. Gets it into Brooklyn Barons, another freshman. This is a young team on the floor right now. Barons a freshman, Buckmeyer a freshman, Ottoman a freshman. On the baseline right side, Lillinus. She gets tied up. And we're going to have a foul call against Fall City. Your guess is as good as mine here. I'll wait for you to find it there, Dalton.
That foul's on number 24, Reese McNeely. It's her first personal and 15 foul for the Eagles.
Five-second call on the inbound pass there. Not able to get it in time before the 5 seconds expire. Brooklyn Buckmeyer was kind of trapped down there in the corner. So the Tigers get the ball back. They have a three-point lead, 11-8, 6:03 to play in the second quarter. With the ball for Fall City, McKinley Shoal. Shoal had it stolen away on the steal, going the other direction. It's Chloe Weiss driving lay-in, blocked away. Weiss went in for the lay-in. The shot is blocked by Reese McNeely. We're going to have a foul called on McNeely and put Chloe Weiss to the line where she'll be shooting 2 shots.
That's Reese McNeely's second personal foul and 16th foul for the Tigers.
Chloe Weiss is 2 for 2 from the line tonight. This will be her third attempt of the evening from the free throw line. It's up and good. A perfect 3 for 3. She'll have another one coming. 11-9, your score. Fall City up by 2. 5:51 to play in the first quarter here at Johnson Brock. Chloe Weiss, second free throw for the Eagles is up, and it's good also. Hit them both. He scores for 4, and it's a 1-point ball game. 11-10. Fall City up by 1 over Johnson Brock. Here come the Tigers with the ball. Nolte at the free throw line. Kicks it out to Poppy. At least Poppy in the paint. Right side to Maddie Jones. Jones being guarded one-on-one there. Feeds it underneath. Oh, a nice pass from Jones. Couldn't finish. Trying to put the shot up underneath the basket for Fall City with McKinley Shoal. There's Buckmeyer with the ball to Barons. Top of the key. Ottoman for a long three off the rim. Doesn't go. Rebound goes to the floor. Everybody diving after. Jump ball will be called. Possession arrow, I believe, will favor Fall City. Tigers will have the ball. Back into the game now for Fall City. Ava Armbruster. She'll come in and give Reese McNeely a break. 5:21 to play here in the first half. 11-10. Fall City up by 1. Armbruster on the dribble. Ava Armbruster, a sophomore. Works to the left elbow. Left-handed dribble, left side of the lane. Feeds it back to Poppy in the paint. Up top it comes to Maddie Jones. Jones in traffic. Drives in for the lay-in. Up and good. Oh, nice move by Maddie Jones to lay it in, and Jones has 9 points in the ballgame now for Fall City. Tigers back up by 3, 13-10. Open look, baseline left side, tip shot up and good by Chloe Weiss. That was a 2-pointer. She was well inside the 3-point arc. They left Weiss all alone on that left baseline, and she canned it. 13-12. The lead is back to 1 now for Fall City. There's a jump shot left side. Armbruster doesn't go. Brooklyn Behrens with the rebound. Behrens down court in a hurry, right side. Feed it underneath to Ottoman in traffic. Ottoman has the ball knocked away, and it's picked up loose by Armbruster. Timeout taken by Fall City.
There's a timeout on the floor. Fall City leads Johnson Buck 13-12. We'll take a 30-second break. You're listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or Weston Witt in Falls City. Your local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Sunny 101.3.
Randy Gatula, Dalton Kniffelmeyer back with you here at Johnson Brock High School. 13-12 our score. Fall City with the 1-point lead. They've led throughout the contest. They were up 9-6 after one quarter. We have 4:24 left to play in the first half. This is the first half of a doubleheader we have for you tonight. Boys basketball action coming up after this one. Skylar Witt will be joining us here in the broadcast booth. A brand spanking new broadcast booth just finished up today. In fact, they were still painting it today, I understand. The paint is dry. That's the good news. Fall City with the basketball. On the dribble comes Armbruster across the timeline. Ava Armbruster, left elbow, goes inside the circle. Kicks it to Scholl here on the right wing. Scholl tries to penetrate. Lobs it inside into Jones. She's double-teamed, triple-teamed. Jones forces up the shot, can't get it. Ottoman comes down with the rebound. Taryn Ottoman, down court herself, wants to dribble it down, goes to the left side. Buckmeyer, open look, left side, Brooklyn Buckmeyer off the rim, no. The ball got away out of bounds. And we're going to have a push and foul called down there on the baseline against...
I believe it's against Brooklyn Behrens. It is. Brooklyn Behrens is her second personal foul and ninth team foul for the Eagles.
So we'll walk to the other end to be shooting 1-1 at the free throw line. Will be Ava Armbruster. Armbruster 0-1 from the line so far tonight. Subs into the ball game now. Back into the contest for Johnson Brock is Natalie Kniffelmeyer, who has Sanford's back in now.
Yep. And also Holly Rasmussen.
Okay, and Audrey Sanford back in. At the free throw line, Armbruster shooting 1-1. Free throw is on the way. It's up and good. Ava's now hit 1 out of 2 from the line. She has 3 points in the game tonight. Makes the lead back to 2, 14-12. Fall City with the lead. Armbruster ready for a second free throw. Takes aim. Shot is up, and it's good also. She got them both. And the lead is back to 3, 15-12. Down court with the dribble for Johnson Brock is Audrey Sanford. Sanford has been on the bench in foul trouble. She picked up 2 early. That ball was tipped, so it won't be over and back. Grabbing it up in backcourt. Timeout's going to be taken on the floor.
There's a timeout on the floor. Fall City leads Johnson Brock 15-12. We'll take a 30-second break. You're listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Back to live action. Johnson Brock will inbound it. Coming out of the timeout, they get it into Sanford. Sanford got the inbound pass from Rasmussen. Finds Ottoman at the free throw line. Taryn Ottoman looking for the cutter on the baseline. Tries to move to the hoop. Instead comes up to Rasmussen. Back again to Sanford on the right elbow. Audrey Sanford comes to Natalie Kniffelmeyer with the pass. Man-to-man defense here by Fall City has given Johnson Brock some problems. They've been going with a very young lineup in this first half. There's Audrey Sanford moving to the basket, puts up a shot, can't get it. And the rebound comes down to Armbruster. Armbruster pushes it down court to the left side to Poppy. Poppy in the paint, ball stripped away, stolen by Ottoman. Ottoman's got Kniffelmeyer out ahead of her. Oh, the pass is too long, hat goes out of bounds. Ottoman was looking for Natalie Knippelmeyer under the basket. 15-12 your score. The lead is 3 for the Fall City Lady Tigers. Just under 3 minutes to play here in the first half. Fall City's basketball, Reese McNeely in the corner. Scholl tried to put a bounce pass back to McNeely, grabbed up by Ottoman, and Taryn Ottoman will bring the ball up court. Ottoman comes to Sanford. Between the rings is Audrey Sanford. Left side, Natalie Knippelmeyer. Knippelmeyer, bounce pass in the paint. Buckmeyer with a shot in the paint, up and good. Brooklyn Buckmeyer with her first 2 points of the night for the freshman. And it's a one-point contest once again, 15-14. Scholl, a cross-court pass to Poppy. Poppy in. Scholl, shot is up, no. Partially blocked by Buckmeyer. Nice defense there by Brooklyn Buckmeyer to block that one away. Ottoman wants to take it into the paint. Kicks it out to Knippelmeyer. Open look for two left side. Couldn't get it. Too long. Ball tipped away and grabbed up underneath by Armbruster. She'll push it down the court in a hurry to Poppy on the right side. Poppy goes around Ottoman. Driving late. Get it. Got her own rebound. Ball is loose on the floor for a minute. McNeely had it. Now it's grabbed up by Knippelmeyer. Natalie Knippelmeyer down court with it. A minute 45 to play first half. Looking inside for Ottoman. All the way in, driving lay-in. Whistle and a foul. Audrey Sanford will be at the line where she'll be shooting two shots. I'm pretty sure this is going to go on Armbruster.
Yep, that foul's on number 11, Ava Armbruster. It is her third personal foul and seventh team foul for the Tigers.
Audrey Sanford, a 5'5 senior, at the line shooting two. The first one is up and good. That's Audrey's first point of the night. She had 11. She's averaging 11 points per ballgame here so far, 2 games into the season. Taryn Ottoman, the leading scorer for Johnson Rock, she's averaging 13 points. Sanford, free throw is on the way up. This one is wide left, doesn't go. And the ball will belong to Fall City. All tied up at 15 with a minute 39 to play in the first half here at Johnson Rock. Boys varsity basketball coming up after this one. With the dribble is Noel across the timeline. Keeps it inside the paint to Nolde. Baseline right side. That's Hannah Collier with the basketball. Collier was looking inside. Pass stolen away. Audrey Sanford, breakaway lay-in, up and good. Audrey Sanford gives Johnson Rock their first lead of the night. 17-15. Johnson Rock with the lead. A minute 15 to go. Hannah Collier with the basketball on the right elbow. A cross-court pass gives to Poppy. Poppy works to the corner baseline right side. Gets it down inside on the right to Scholl. Skip pass comes back to Jones in the paint. 10-foot jump shot. Jones up and good. Maddie Jones with the jumper. She's got 11 points in double figures. We're tied at 17 all. Knippelmeyer with a jump shot that's off, no good. Save grabbed up by Hannah Collier. Collier with the basketball. She'll bring it down court with 45 seconds to play. Collier getting instructions from Andy Armbruster. Her pass comes to the right side. Comes up to McKinley Scholl. They went into Jones. Ball stolen away. Down court, fast break comes Halle Rasmussen. Rasmussen has the shot blocked and stolen away. Good job defensively by Scholl. Timeout's going to be taken, Fall City.
Timeout on four. The game is tied at 17. We'll take a 30-second break. You're listening to high school basketball on Sunny 101.3.
While you are shopping for that perfect Christmas gift online, fraudsters are shopping for your personal information and debit card number. To keep your information and money safe, FNN Bank offers an identity theft protection program, Cyber Scout, and fraud monitoring services. FNN Bank will keep you protected during this holiday season.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back inside the Johnson Rock Gymnasium. A special welcome to those of you watching the video stream tonight. If you're listening on Sunny 101.3 and you'd like to see what it's all about, you can go online. That's strib.tv/Johnson-Brock. strib.tv/Johnson-Brock. That's where we're at for the video stream. Back to live action. Fall City with the basketball. There's a long shot from the left side that's up and off. Doesn't go. The rebound comes down. Brooklyn Buckmeyer. Buckmeyer holds it up top of the key. Inside the paint in traffic. They come back out with it. That was Natalie Clark. There's a long three. It's up and good. There in the three is Skylar Witt. Witt with the first three-point shot of the night. And Skyler Witt has given Johnson Brock a three-point halftime lead.
At the end of the first half, Johnson Brock leads Ball City 20-17. We'll take a two-minute timeout, and then we'll be back with the halftime scoring recap on Sunny 101.3.
Perfect. It's spreading fast. Try it, and you'll agree. Dan's Country Meats quality is the best in the Midwest. Schedule your appointment now for your beef and pork custom slaughtering and processing. Place your orders for quarters and sides of Den's Meats. Special cut to your satisfaction. Always a cut above the rest. Den's Country Meats, your one-stop store for gas and groceries, too. Located on the cutting edge of Highway 4 in Table Rock, Nebraska.
Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country pot and superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, for your family, yes it's true. Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
When you need good legal representation, trust Weaver and Mers in Falls City. Weaver and Mers will handle wills, trusts, estate law, real estate, business law, corporate law, LLCs, litigation, personal injury, workers' compensation, tax planning and preparation, and agricultural law. Call Weaver and Mers for a free initial consultation at 402-245-3015. That's Weaver and Mers at 402-245-3015. And online at weaverandmerslaw.com. Weaver and Mers, 1719 Stone Street in Falls City.
SureGrow has changed its name. The new name is SureAg LLC in Forest City. The staff and service that you have depended on will remain the same. If you had good luck with the chemicals to keep your fields clean, then SureAg LLC will continue to do the same. Your fertilizer questions and options will be answered from the same expert staff at SureAg LLC. New owners, but same great staff and same great service you've come to expect. SureAg LLC, located in Forest City.
Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to Johnson Brock High School. It's time now for the halftime scoring recap. Now, here's Randy with a look at the first half numbers.
At the half, the Johnson Brock Lady Eagles leading Fall City 20-17, our halftime score. Individual scoring, first of all, for Johnson Brock. They're led at the half by Chloe Weiss. Chloe went 4-for-4 from the free throw line, had a field goal. She has 6. 3 points for Skylar Witt on that trade right at the buzzer there to give him the lead at the half. Audrey Sanford also with 3. Adding 2 points each were Brooklyn Behrens as well as Kelly Rasmussen, Brooklyn Buckmeyer, and Taryn Ottoman for their total of 20. From the free throw line, Johnson Brock went 5 out of 6 in the first half. Individual scoring for the Fall City Tigers. A big first half for Maddie Jones. She had 4 field goals. Also went 3 out of 4 from the charity stripe. She has 11 points in double figures. Ava Armbruster, 2 for 3 from the line, plus a field goal. She has 4. And Reese McNeely chipped in 2 for Fall City's total of 17. The Tigers went 5 out of 7 from the charity stripe in the first half. At the half, the Johnson Brock Eagles leading the Fall City Tigers 20-17, our halftime score. Don't forget, this is the first half of a basketball doubleheader. We'll have boys varsity basketball coming up after this one. Right now, we're going to step aside, take a two-minute timeout, check in with your local weather forecast on Sunny. 2 more minutes, and then we'll be back with third quarter action. You're listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
When you need to borrow money, you probably needed it yesterday. First National Bank of Johnson understands and knows your time is valuable. That's why they make it their business to provide fast, courteous service from a bank you know and trust for loans, checking or savings accounts, and retirement accounts. Stop in and visit all the friendly staff for prompt, courteous service from a bank you know and trust. First National Bank of Johnson, member FDIC.
Scheib Drainage Products of Oregon, Missouri has been a family-owned business for more than 30 years. They carry the largest inventory of corrugated plastic drainage tubing, fittings, and supplies in the Midwest. Plus, they're a large volume dealer of corrugated and smooth wall polyurethane pipe, PVC, and corrugated pipe and plastic IC welders. They custom fabricate drop inlets, hoods,
baffles, and special size risers too. For drainage supplies, see Scheib Drainage Products of Oregon, Missouri. Golden Triangle Energy is a manufacturer of grain-neutral spirits and other ethanol products in Craig, Missouri. Call 660-683-5007 for a competitive corn bid. Learn more about Golden Triangle Energy at goldentriangleenergy.com. They also produce quality livestock feed as a co-product of the ethanol process. So when you're at their website, don't forget to get feed bids as well on corn prices. Golden Triangle Energy, thanking you for your business in Craig, Missouri.
Alan and the staff at Yoakum Service on East 2nd in Mound City would like to wish the Mound City Panthers success in today's game. The Mound City Panthers and Yoakum Service are two winning teams. Farmers, in order to have a great growing season, team up with Yoakum Service. They have the chemicals to keep your crops healthy and the fertilizer to produce a record crop. Yoakum Service, see them in Mound City today.
Weather.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Amanda Edwards with your weather for the tri-state area. We're currently seeing a system moving through that originated in the Pacific Northwest, and this low pressure system has been building towards the Midwest all week. Most of the action from this system is actually going to stay to the north of us, where they're going to be receiving heavy snowfall and rain. However, we'll just be seeing a drop in temperature associated with this system. This low pressure system has a strong trough that will bring down our temperatures for a short period of time before the next ridge of high pressure moves in early next week, bringing us back to temperatures in the 70s. Your forecast for the evening shows mostly cloudy skies with a low at 29, northwest wind gusts up to 40 miles per hour. Going into Saturday, lots of sunshine and a high of 45 with west winds gusting up to 30. In closing off our weekend, on Sunday, we'll see sunny skies with a high of 54 and southwest wind gusts up to 20. I'm weatherology meteorologist Amanda Edwards on Sunny 101.3.
Nothing runs like a deer. The staff of Hiawatha Implement on North State and Mound City wish the area schools good luck in all their school and sports endeavors. Wishing the teams the strength of a John Deere tractor, the pride in doing the best they can do every time, and sportsmanship, the true power behind any team. In Mound City, for John Deere sales, service, and parts, all you need to know is Hiawatha Implement. Nothing runs like a deer.
Northwest Ag Services would like to support the area teams. If your game is farming, Northwest Ag Services of Mound City wants to help you get the most out of your land. Randy Howell and Drew Thomas and the rest of the staff are there to help you reach your high-yield goals. Contact Northwest Ag Services of Mound City. Northwest Ag Services supports all the area teams for a great high school sports season.
Farmers State Bank is proud to be your community bank in Tarkio, Fairfax, Mound City, and Maitland. With regional strength and a local advantage, they're committed to serving your financial needs through qualified, individualized customer service. Visit fscbank.com to learn more. Best of luck to all the players and coaches in tonight's game from everyone at the Farmers State Bank in Tarkio, Fairfax, Mound City, and Maitland. Farmers State Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender, NMLS number 430503.
At Lundson Realty, we provide you with the expertise, exposure, and care you deserve. We can handle all your real estate needs. If you're considering buying or selling a home, farm, business, or acreage, give us a call. With this fast-paced, ever-changing real estate market, hire Lundson Realty to work for you. We're members of the Great Plains and Midlands Regional MLS, and we'd love the opportunity to earn your business. Call or click LundsonRealty.com or find us on Facebook. Lundson Realty, simplified, satisfied, sold, an equal housing opportunity.
This is Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back to Johnson Brock High School. It's halftime. The Johnson Brock Lady Eagles leading the Fall City Tigers 20-17, our halftime score. Have a scoring update from the rack in Fall City. At halftime, the Sacred Heart girls are leading the Friend Bulldogs 39-6, the halftime score. Those games being heard live tonight over on our sister station, KTNC. John Nixon has the call at 1230 AM, 107.1 FM. And, of course, like all of our broadcasts, they can all be heard live online at mscsports.net. Click on Listen Live. Select either KTNC or KLZA for the live broadcast. And the best part is, it's free online. Also, once again, a very special welcome to all of our viewers tonight on Johnson Brock's Strive TV. If you'd like to tune that in online, it's strive.tv/Johnson-Brock. That's where you can find the video stream of tonight's broadcast. Our Sunny 101.3 coverage being simulcast tonight on the Strive TV. When play is resumed, the ball will belong to the Johnson Brock Eagles. Helly Rasmussen will inbound it here at midcourt. Rasmussen gets it in to Audrey Sanford. Sanford, right side of the lane, Ottoman. Ottoman tries to drive the baseline. Can't. Picked up her dribble, needs help. Ottoman puts it under to Sanford. Her little reverse lay-in is up and off, no good. And the rebound is taken down by McKinley Scholl. McKinley Scholl, a sophomore, a cross-court pass. Gives it up to Armbruster. Armbruster, left-handed dribble, left side of the lane. Now kicks it out on the right to Reese McNeely. McNeely feeds it down in the corner. Pass stolen away. Natalie Knippelmeyer comes up with it. Knippelmeyer across the timeline. Left side of the free throw circle. Feeds back to Sanford. Sanford underneath. All alone is Brooklyn Behrens. Sanford with the assist. What a job Audrey Sanford did finding Brooklyn Behrens all alone under the bucket. She had time to autograph that thing and score with it before the defense reacted. Here come the Tigers in the free throw lane. Jump shot up and good. Nice move to the basket. Dropping that one in there was McKinley Scholl with her first 2 points. 22-19. The lead is back to three now for Johnson Brock. On the left wing, all the way in goes Natalie Knippelmeyer. Driving lay-in up, no whistle. She falls to the floor. Rebound, Fall City. Here come the Tigers on the fast break. To Maddie Jones under the basket. Jones forces up a shot, can't get it. Ottoman with the rebound. Jones knocked to the floor, no whistle. Down court pass underneath. Oh, they threw it away. Trying to lead Sanford to the baseline or Knippelmeyer, one or the other. Take your pick. The ball was too long and it goes out of bounds. 6:34 to play, third quarter, 22-19. Johnson Brock up by three. They trailed throughout the entire first half until Skylar Witt got the three just before the buzzer at the end of the first half to give them a three-point lead. Spin move on the baseline underneath. Jones feeds it across to Scholl. The shot is up and good. Nice assist. McKinley Scholl with the bucket. Her second here in this period. She's got 4 points. Sanford, her team up by one, goes to Natalie Knippelmeyer at the free throw line. Knippelmeyer holds it up. Ball is stolen away by Reese McNeely. McNeely got the steal from Knippelmeyer, and down court with the ball comes Scholl. Scholl comes up to McNeely on the right side of the circle between the rings. Back to Scholl on the left elbow, across to Armbruster. Lob pass inside the paint. They go in with it. Shot is up. Scholl got it. McKinley Scholl with three quick baskets here for Fall City.
She's on fire here.
6 points, and she's given the Lady Tigers the lead back. Now Audrey Sanford in the paint, driving lay-in, nope. Whistle, we're going to have a foul called on Armbruster, I'm pretty sure.
I believe it is. If it is, that'll be the fourth one on her.
It's her fourth personal and the first team foul.
Oh, no, it's not.
Oh, wait
it's on number 10, Maddie Jones here. It's her first personal and first team foul for the
Tigers. A surprise, yeah. At the free throw line, Audrey Sanford. First one is up and off, no good. Well, I thought that was on Armbruster.
I'd say they bailed her out there.
Yeah.
She's been in trouble.
So Sanford misses the first one. She'll have a second shot coming. This one is up and it's good. Audrey Sanford hits one of two. She's got 4 points now. And we're tied once again at 23. 5.5 minutes to play in the third quarter. Bounce pass in the corner to Maddie Jones. Jones looks for Armbruster, goes inside. Nolde, turnaround shot. Nolde over Ottoman, can't get it. Taryn Ottoman with the rebound. Outlet pass down to Brooklyn Behrens. Here's Brooklyn Behrens all the way in, driving left side, lay-in up and good. Brooklyn Behrens has 6 points, four of them here in this third quarter. 25-23, the lead is two for Johnson Brock. 5:04 to go in the third quarter. Ava Armbruster takes it down to the left corner, direction traffic. She's down there, triple team, gets it to Scholl on the right side. McNeely, that'll be a double dribble. McNeely caught the ball, went down with it, and got the double dribble call.
Here still with 4 minutes and 52 seconds left in the third quarter. The Eagles have a 25-23 lead on the Tigers.
Johnson Brock's basketball inbound to Brooklyn Barron. Barron started by McNeely at the top of the key to the left elbow. Pass goes to Chloe Weiss. Weiss picks up her dribble, has the ball knocked away. Comes to Audrey Sanford with the pass. Sanford, top of the key, jump shot up. In and out, wouldn't go, and the rebound comes down to Fall City. Armbruster down court on the fast break. Got a couple players ahead of her. Armbruster tries to go for the floater. The ball is blocked away. Good job defensively by Taryn Ottoman. Ottoman blocked that shot. Host the substitution checking in. Knippelmeyer's back in the lineup. Buckmeyer's back in. And Hallie Rasmussen back on the floor. Basketball is going to belong to the Tigers. They'll inbound it. Played in under their own basket. Ball tipped away and grabbed up loose, stolen by Helly Rasmussen. Rasmussen will bring it down court, set the offense for Johnson Brock. Off to Natalie Knippelmeyer. Knippelmeyer behind the back dribble, lost the handle on it. Now the ball comes back to Knippelmeyer. Timeout's going to be taken, Johnson Brock.
Timeout on the floor here. Johnson Brock leads Fall City 25-23. We'll take a 30-second break. You're listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Main Street Bank with 7 locations in southeast Nebraska, operating full-service locations in Cook, Louisville, Peru, Syracuse, Tecumseh, Virginia, and Wymore. Main Street Bank clearly identifies the hometown character of the Heartland. Main Street Bank was founded to help fuel people's dreams. Member FDIC. Main Street Bank, close to you in southeast Nebraska, in the towns of Cook, Louisville, Peru, Syracuse, Tecumseh, Virginia, and Wymore.
A branch of Western National Bank.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Back to live action. Johnson Brock with the basketball. They inbound the pass to Ottoman. Ottoman down in the left corner with the ball. One dribble comes up to Audrey Sanford. Sanford, the left side, gets it over to Helly Rasmussen. Helly starts around to the top of the key. We've got a foul away from the ball. I think it's going to be called on Fall City.
Let's see here. It's on number 13, McKinley Scholl. It is her second personal foul and second team foul for the Tigers.
So it'll be Johnson Brock's basketball under their own basket to inbound it. Helly Rasmussen to toss it in. Rasmussen lobs it into Buckmeyer in traffic. Brooklyn Buckmeyer ripped it away from a couple of defenders with authority for a freshman.
Yeah, that was a lot of
on the left side, Rasmussen feeds it inside looking for Ottoman.
Little reach and foul here. It's on number 13, McKinley Scholl for the Tigers. It's her third personal foul now and third team foul for the Tigers.
25-23, Johnson Brock up by two, just past the midway point of this third period. Back into the lineup now, replacing Scholl, will come Chase Nolde. Johnson Brock under their own basket. Rasmussen inbounds it to Ottoman. Grabbing up on the basketball is Nolde.
That window closed quick there.
Jump ball called, possession arrow favors Fall City. Tigers will have the ball. Chance to tie the game back up. Fall City trailing by two, 25-23. It's been a battle all night. Here's Maddie Jones struggling into traffic. Shot blocked away by Taryn Ottoman. Jones tried to go up for the shot. Ottoman got the block. Knippelmeyer came up with the loose basketball. Natalie Knippelmeyer comes to Audrey Sanford right wing. Sanford looks for the cutter, looking for Ottoman. Man, what a battle inside. Here's a floater put up by Sanford. Doesn't go. Rebound Buckmeyer. Had it taken away. Buckmeyer falls to the floor. I think Buckmeyer's going to get called for
I believe for her. She lost her balance there and just fell. Yep, it's on number 24, Brooklyn Buckmeyer. It's her first personal and first team foul for the Eagles here in the half.
Brooklyn, one of several freshmen that has seen extensive action tonight here at Johnson.
I believe Rock. I saw there was seven maybe of them.
Yeah. There's Fall City with the basketball. Trailing by two. All the way into the corner goes Armbruster. Armbruster guarded very tightly there by Sanford. Gets it to the right side, back up top, Armbruster. She backs it out near the midcourt circle now. Man-to-man defense here for Johnson Brock. Armbruster just keeps working it back and forth between the rings. Now goes all the way to the baseline right side, couldn't get in. Feeds it inside. McNeely, jump shot, five-footer, up and good.
Good up and under there.
Reese McNeely with her second bucket. She's got four. Long downcourt pass stolen by McNeely. McNeely gets the basket to tie it and then steals the downcourt pass. Armbruster pushes it back up. Sanford comes out to Challenger. Works it into the corner. Lob pass in. Stolen away by Ottoman. Taryn Ottoman. Oh, she had Rasmussen out there behind the defenders. Ottoman pulls up free throw line. Jump shot up and good. Taryn Ottoman with her second bucket. She's got four. And the lead is back to two now for Johnson Brock. Well, I'll tell you, this has been a tight one all the way through, Dalton. What, 3 or 4 points? The biggest lead for either team? There's a shot blocked away. Basketball grabbed up.
Everyone's on the floor.
Down court, Sanford. Across court, Knippelmeyer. Jump shot left side up and off. No good. Rebound down to Reese McNeely. Outlet pass comes out to Armbruster. Armbruster will push it down court. 27-25. Johnson Brock up by two. Minute 41 to play in the third quarter. Elise Poppy with the basketball. Poppy between the rings. Lobs it into the corner, McNeely. McNeely tried to come back to Poppy. Ball is stolen away by Brooklyn Buckmeyer. Buckmeyer down court pass. Timeout taking Johnson Brock.
Here with the timeout on the floor, the Eagles lead the Tigers 27-25 with a minute and 30 remaining in the third quarter. We'll take a 30-second break. You're listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
Need to file an insurance claim, update your policies, or apply for home or auto insurance? Casey Agency is your independent insurance agency located at the First National Bank of Johnson and at the Auburn branch of First National Bank of Johnson. When you need home, auto, or agricultural insurance, see Casey Agency, your independent insurance agency at First National Bank of Johnson or at the Auburn branch of First National Bank of Johnson, and take care of your banking and insurance needs all in one stop.
Sunny 101.3.
Randy Gatula, Dalton Knippelmeyer back with you here at the Johnson Brock Gym. 27-25. Johnson Brock up by two with a minute and a half left to play in this third quarter. Boy, Dalton, this has just been back and forth. Neither team able to open up any kind of a lead here.
I think biggest lead's been about three or four. Ball's been everywhere.
Very competitive basketball. Johnson Brock 2-0 coming in here. They own wins over Sydney, Iowa, and Palmyra. Ball City's only outing so far had been at Syracuse. They came up short there. Here's Hannah Collier back in the lineup now for Fall City. Collier comes out one-on-one here to pick up Chloe Weiss in the man-to-man defense. They give it inside. Back to Weiss. It comes in the corner. Collier's there with her. Jump shot Weiss. Short off the front of the rim. Hannah Collier with the rebound. Collier will push the ball down court herself across the timeline. Collier on the dribble to the right side. Into the corner. Handling the ball there is Maddie Jones. There's a shot up that's off. No good. Fight for the rebound. Chase Nolte, follow shot, put back up and good. Chase Nolte with her first 2 points of the ball game. We're tied at 27 all. Less than a minute to play in the third quarter. 50 seconds. Clock is running. On the dribble is Holly Rasmussen. Gives it up to Brooklyn Behrens. Behrens had it stripped away. Behrens gets the ball back. Gives the pass up to Weiss. In her face is Collier. Weiss goes to the left wing with it to Rasmussen. In traffic, Rasmussen jump shot up and off, no good. Hannah Collier with the rebound. Collier comes up with the rebound. Maddie Jones slow getting up off the floor. She's all right. Down court, Collier's pass comes to Poppy on the left side. Tipped away from Poppy by Knippelmeyer. It goes out of bounds and it'll belong to Fall City. Reese McNeely will inbound it on the left side. McNeely in forecourt on the left will toss it into Collier. Hannah Collier to the right side, Elise Poppy. 20 seconds to play in the quarter. We're tied to 27 all. Ball said he wants to play for one. Poppy beats it down into the corner. Back up top, it comes to Collier. Between the rings, Hannah Collier. Her pass tipped away and stolen. 8 seconds, 7 seconds, down court. Brooklyn Buckmeyer, layup, couldn't get it. Ball is loose on the floor. Everybody after it. Follow shot is up, Buckmeyer. Follow shot is up and good. Basket count for Natalie Clark.
She barely got it off there.
Got the shot at the buzzer.
At the end of the third quarter, the Eagles lead the Tigers 29-27. We'll
take a 1 minute.
Yep.
Time out on Sunny 101.3.
I'm Ryan Larson, Administrator of Community Medical Center in Falls City. I wish to thank all our physicians, nurses, technicians, and staff that have cared for so many people this year. Your commitment to caring shines in all you do. I'd also like to thank the community and all the patients we've served at our hospital and clinics for allowing us to help get you well and to help keep you well, for trusting us when you were sick, afraid, or in pain, and for sharing with us moments of special joy. Have a Merry Christmas and a prosperous, healthy New Year.
The people at Citizens Bank and Trust in Rockport and Mound City know that not only does the community depend on the bank for growth and help in area projects, the bank also depends on the community. Citizens Bank and Trust provides loans for farm, home, auto, and more. Stop in and see the people who work for you and your community. Citizens Bank and Trust, Rockport and Mound City, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
This is Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back to Johnson Brock, 29-27. Our score, Johnson Brock with a two-point lead, a fresh 8 minutes on the clock, and we move into the fourth quarter of action. Johnson Brock with the basketball. Rasmussen inbounds it, gets it into Sanford, looking inside for Ottoman. Ball stolen away, coming up with the steal. Scholl to Armbruster, tipped away by Knippelmeyer, grabbed up by McNeely. Right back up top it comes to Armbruster in traffic, driving jump shot. Maddie Jones is up off, couldn't get it. Rebound, follow shot, put back up and good by McKinley Scholl. Scholl's got 8 points now in the ball game, and we're tied up at 29. Into forecourt comes Johnson Brock with the ball. Brooklyn Behrens. Behrens off to Natalie Knippelmeyer. Knippelmeyer looking for Ottoman. Man, I'm telling you, there's some pushing and shoving going on that baseline. Whistle and a foul is going to be called. I think it's going to go on Fall City, and the foul is going to be on Maddie Jones. That's her second personal. Team foul number four. Johnson Brock with the basketball. Then it comes to Ottoman. The ball goes off of Ottoman out of bounds, and it'll be turned back over to the Fall City Tigers. All tied at 29-all. This has been a dandy basketball game tonight. Neither teams, I don't think, opened up more than a four-point lead throughout the entire game. All right, Fall City with the basketball on the left side. Scholl into McNeely. McNeely's pass stolen away. Sanford comes up with it. Gets it out to Brooklyn Behrens. Brooklyn lost the handle on it. And now a whistle and a foul is going to be called, I think, on McNeely as she was going after that loose basketball. On Reese McNeely, that'll be her third personal. Team foul number five on Fall City. Only one team foul on Johnson Brock. That could be important in the later stages of this ball game. Inbound the lob pass up top to Brooklyn Behrens. Behrens guarded by Elise Poppy. Behrens hands the ball up to Rasmussen. Ellie Rasmussen backs it out to the free throw circle. Now away from the ball, another push-off foul. This one's going to go on Brooklyn Behrens. Behrens picks up her third personal, second team foul of the half on Johnson Brock. 29-all. We're tied up here in Johnson. 6 minutes, 49 seconds of play in the fourth quarter. Into forecourt to Elise Poppy, the pass. McNeely into the corner. Here's Maddie Jones. Jones, jump shot off the glass. In and out of there, wouldn't go. Taryn Ottoman with the rebound. The freshman down court with the basketball. Ottoman to Rasmussen. Open look for three. Rasmussen off the rim. No. Rebound. Comes down to McNeely. Reese McNeely. Outlet pass. Armbruster. Armbruster down court in a hurry now for the Tigers. Sets the offense to the left side. Poppy inside McNeely. Back to Armbruster. Right side. Had a look. Didn't take it. Into the corner. Jones. In traffic. McNeely. Tried to shoot over Ottoman. Shot is up and good. Nice move to the basket there by McNeely to get that one to fall. Reese McNeely down court. Ball gets away. Stolen. Scholl comes up with the steal. She'll bring it down court for the Tigers. Fall City up by two now, 31-29. On the right wing, they put it inside to McNeely. McNeely, top of the key. That's Armbruster with the basketball. Jump shot right side. Blocked away nicely by Johnson Brock. Ottoman lets it go out of bounds. Touch last by the Tigers. It'll be Johnson Brock's basketball. 5:42 to go in the ballgame. 120. Fall City with the lead. Johnson Brock will have the ball. The ball is inbound to Sanford. This is Audrey Sanford. Very slowly bringing the ball up the court. To the left side, Brooklyn Behrens. Behrens at the top of the key. Kicks it up to Ottoman. Ottoman holds the ball high above her head, guarded by Armbruster. Ball tipped away out of bounds. Touch last by Armbruster. and will stay with Johnson Brock. 5:24 to go in the ball game, 31-29 in a seesaw contest. Right now, Fall City with the two-point lead. With the ball, Sanford, Audrey Sanford. Top of the circle, left side on the elbow. This is Ottoman with the ball. Ottoman comes over to Chloe Weiss. Chloe Weiss tries to work around Armbruster, can't get there. Bounce pass goes to Natalie Knippelmeyer. Knippelmeyer picks up her dribble, goes to Ottoman in the corner. Ottoman driving baseline under the basket, tries for the lead. We'll have a whistle and a foul is going to be called, I think, on Reese McNeely. On Reese, that will be her fourth personal. On Reese, her fourth, and team foul number six. At the free throw line, Taryn Ottoman. She has 4 points on a pair of field goals. This is her first attempt from the charity strike. Shot is up and good. 4:58 to go in the ballgame. I want to say thank you, Tara Studheit. Tara, thanks for letting us get on this drive here tonight.
You're welcome. We are so happy to have you, Randy.
Here's a second shot by Taryn Ottoman. This one rims off and no good. And we're having a great ball game here tonight, too. 4:53 to go, 31-30, a one-point lead. Whistle and a foul is going to be called on Johnson Brock. Let's see, pretty sure they're going to call that one on Chloe Weiss, on Chloe, her first personal, team foul number three. Tara, what do the kids say after they get their feet wet here? Do they have fun with it?
Yes, absolutely. And both Dalton and Skylar are looking into a future in broadcasting, so it's really nice.
There's a pass down court that got away loose for a minute. Looked like it was going to go out of bounds, then it was saved. And possession is going to stay with Johnson Brock. Substitute, Brooklyn Buckmeyer. And I'm impressed with the number of freshmen that Johnson Brock's putting on the floor tonight. A lot of young kids out there. Inbounding at Sanford. Left side on the baseline. She'll trigger it in under her own basket. Going to have to hurry. Lobs it in. Gets it into Weiss. Weiss driving lay-in off the glass. Up. No. Couldn't get it. Rebound. Follow shot. Putback. Ottoman comes down. Has the ball taken away. Fast break. Armbruster the other way. One on two. Armbruster lay-in up off. No good. And the ball comes down to Sanford. Got away off her foot. And the ball goes out of bounds. It'll belong to Fall City. 4:27 to go here in the ballgame. 31-30. Fall City with a one-point lead. It's been close all the way. Inbounding the ball. It comes up to the top of the key to Poppy. Poppy off into the right corner. Armbruster back to Poppy. Open look. Three. Poppy. No. Ottoman with the rebound. Whistle and a foul is going to be called, I believe, on the Tigers. It looked like Ottoman had possession. And one of the Fall City Tigers came in to try and knock the ball away. Foul is going to be called on Maddie Jones. On Jones, that's her third personal. Team foul number seven, which means we walk to the other end. We're in the 1-1 bonus. Taryn Ottoman at the line. She's 1 out of 2 from the line, has 5 points tonight. Here shooting 1-1. Front end of the 1-1 is up. It's good. So the freshman now with 6 points. Ties the score once again at 31-all with 4:18 to play in the ballgame. Taryn Ottoman, second free throw, takes aim. It's good also. Taryn Ottoman has given Johnson Brock the one-point lead. I'll bet you we've had 7 or 8 lead changes. Ottoman with the steal on the downcourt pass. Gets it to Weiss. Weiss comes right side. Sanford for three. Off the rim, no good. Weiss with the rebound. Back up top to Sanford. They'll reset the offense. Audrey Sanford between the rings. Left-handed dribble. Tried to go inside the paint. Couldn't get around Armbruster. Behind the back dribble. Sanford. Ball is loose on the floor. Everybody fighting for it. Timeout called Fall City. Fall City took a timeout to maintain possession. 3:52 to play in the game. 32-31. Johnson Brock up by one. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Hi, this is Randy Gatula. I get my cellular service from A1 Cellular, and you should too. Visit my friend Kim and her wonderful staff at A1 Cellular at 1015 Central Avenue in Auburn. They will provide you with a new unlimited data plan for just $30 a month with 4 lines. That's A1 Cellular, 402-274-1441.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
And we're back here at Johnson Brock High School. 3:52 to play in the ballgame. 32-31. Johnson Brock up by one. Those of you tuned into the Johnson Brock Strive TV video stream, boy, you're getting to see a good one here tonight from Johnson. It'll be Fall City's basketball. Lady Tigers down by one. Full court pressure now by Johnson Brock. Pass comes to Poppy on the near side. Poppy's double team. Ball is loose. Grabbed up by Nolde. And now a whistle and a reach-in foul, I think, going to be called on Johnson Brock. Most likely it's going to be, well, I probably spoke too soon. I think it's on Johnson Brock. Waiting for him to, yes, Chloe Weiss picks up her second personal. Team foul number four on the Eagles. A one-point lead for Johnson Brock. Fall City with the basketball, 3.5 minutes to play. This is Armbruster over to the right side to Scholl. Skip pass, clear across to the near side, Poppy with the basketball. Finds Scholl, looking into the corner. Scholl picks up her dribble, goes to Poppy between the rings. Poppy, right side of the lane, 12-foot jumper, up and good. Elise Poppy with her first 2 points of the ball game, and it's 33-32. There's a two that's up from the left side. Sanford got that one from the left, and it's 34-33 now. Back to a one-point lead for Johnson Brock. Ball is stolen, and a double dribble is going to be called on Brooklyn Behrens. Behrens came up with a steal before she could start up the floor. They call her for a double dribble. Freshmen all over the place in this ball game. Lots of young ball players seeing action here. Brooklyn Buckmeyer on the floor, Taryn Ottoman on the floor, Brooklyn Behrens, all freshmen out there. Armbruster with the ball for Fall City. Right side, backs outside the three-point arc. In the corner, open look, didn't want to take it. Now Poppy puts up a jump shot that doesn't go. Ball is saved from going out of bounds. Loose on the floor. Whistle, and a foul is going to be called on the Tigers. I think this is going to go on Maddie Jones. On Maddie, that will be her fourth personal. And team foul number 8 will walk to the other end and put Audrey Sanford at the line. Johnson Brock with a one-point lead, 34-33, 2:37 to go. Now the Eagles substituting. Natalie Knippelmeyer back onto the floor. Hallie Rasmussen back into the ballgame. At the free throw line, Audrey Sanford. She's 2 out of 4 from the line tonight. Here shooting 1-1. Free throw is up and off. No good. Rimmed around. Rebound comes down to Sanford. Feeds it underneath. Shot put up. Wouldn't go by Behrens. And now the ball is grabbed up loose by the Tigers. Fall City with the basketball. Armbruster a little bit slow getting up. On the right side, McNeely holds the basketball. Up to Knoll. Skip pass across to the left side. Oh, Poppy might have jumped there. Knoll in traffic. Goes to Armbruster. 34-33. A one-point Johnson Brock lead. 2:10 to go in the ballgame. This is going to come right down to the wire. Tigers down by one with the ball. Tried to put a bounce pass into traffic. A jump ball is called. Possession arrow stays with Fall City. Good job defensively there by Sanford. She reached in and tied up Reese McNeely. Fall City's basketball. McNeely to inbound it. Now they switch out, and instead Noel will inbound it underneath. They inbound the ball. Scholl, I mean. Scholl puts it inside. Bounce pass, Armbruster. Scholl, jump shot right side. Up and off, no good. Chasing down the ball is Behrens. Behrens lost the handle. Going to be grabbed up now by Rasmussen. Rasmussen takes it to the corner. Comes to Sanford. Sanford wants to go up with a shot blocked from behind. She didn't know the defender was behind her. And now we've got a whistle and a foul call. The foul, I believe, is going to go against Johnson Brock. It'll be called on Brooklyn Behrens. That's her fourth personal. Team foul number 5, not yet into the 1-1. It's 34-33. Johnson Brock up by 1. 1:39 to play in the ballgame. Fall City with the basketball. Inbound the pass to McNeely. McNeely comes to Scholl with it. Scholl to the near side, finds Armbruster. Wild pass inside McNeely. Tried to bounce pass into traffic. Shot is up and off. Won't go down for Jones. She falls to the floor. The rebound comes down to Johnson Brock. We've got a whistle and a foul is going to be called on Fall City. We'll walk to the other end and put Taryn Ottoman at the free throw line. That foul is called on Reese McNeely, and that's her fifth. She will foul out of the ballgame. McNeely fouls out. She'll leave the contest with 6 points tonight. At the free throw line, Taryn Ottoman, the freshman, her team up by one with a minute 23 to go, shooting 1-1. Taryn Ottoman takes aim. Free throw is on the way. It's up. It's off. Couldn't get it to fall. But the rebound comes down to Brooklyn Behrens. And as Behrens comes down with it, she's going to be fouled. And the foul is going to be on Ava Armbruster. On Armbruster, that is her fourth personal. Team foul number 10. So now we're in the double bonus with Brooklyn Behrens at the line. Shooting two. The first, that should have been a double bonus. They're letting them play. Okay, now the refs catch up with us. So at the free throw line, Brooklyn Behrens will have a second shot coming. I knew that was two. Behrens ready for her second free throw. This one is up. Got it. Behrens hits the second one, so it's a two-point Rock lead, 35-33 with a minute 19 to go. A cross-court pass comes to Armbruster. Armbruster on the left side with the basketball. Guarded out here by Sanford. Audrey Sanford, the pass goes across court to Poppy in the corner. Natalie Knippelmeyer picks her up in the man-to-man. Back to the top of the key, left side, Scholl. Scholl tries to go around Behrens. Bounce pass underneath, and the ball gets away off the fingertips of Chase Nolde. Nolde was under the bucket behind the defender. The pass came to her hands, couldn't hold it, and the ball got away. 55 seconds to play in the game. It's a two-point Johnson-Brock lead. And a foul is going to be called in backcourt. We're going to walk to the end, other end and put Audrey Sanford at the line to shoot two shots. This foul, I think, is on Maddie Jones, and that will be her fifth. She fouled out. Jones leads the ball game with 11 points. She got all 11 of those in the first half. Hannah Collier will come off the bench to replace Maddie Jones as Jones fouls out. 52 seconds to play in the ball game. 35-33. Johnson-Brock up by two. Hannah Collier into the game. Audrey Sanford at the line shooting two shots. The first one is up. Got it. Sanford has now hit, Sanford has now hit 3 of 5 from the line. She'll have a second shot here. Shot is on the way. Got it. Hit them both. 37-33. The lead is 4. 49 seconds to play. Fall City down court. And timeout taken by the Tigers with 47 seconds to go. 37-33. Johnson-Brock up by 4. Don't go away. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Hall Funeral Chapel of Fall City and Auburn. Dignity, quality, and caring. Everything a family deserves. Hall Family Funeral Services. We are a full service providing the most elaborate funeral service to the simplest graveside service. Since no two people are exactly alike, neither should their funeral ceremony be alike. Hall Funeral staff provide pre-need counseling, no charge. Contact Todd at Hall Family Funeral Service.
Sunny 101.3.
47 seconds left on the game clock here at Johnson-Brock. 37-33. Johnson-Brock with a 4-point lead in what has been a seesaw contest throughout the evening. At least 8 or 9 lead changes. No team has had more than a 4-point advantage throughout this entire contest. This equals the biggest lead for either team. Fall City will have the basketball when play is resumed. They'll play it in on the side in forecourt. McKinley Scholl gets it in. Armbruster comes to the near side. Poppy around to Collier on the left wing. Skip pass across court. Armbruster baseline right side. Bounce pass under the basket. Shot is up and good. Getting the bucket underneath for Fall City is McKinley Scholl. She's in double figures with 10 points. And we'll have another timeout taken on the floor. There's still 34 seconds to play. 37-35. The lead is 2 now for Johnson-Brock. We'll step aside for 30 seconds. You got to be loving this one. High school basketball on Sunny 101.3.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online.
Plus HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
This is Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back to Johnson Brock High School. The score clock shows 34 seconds to play in the ball game. The score, 37-35. Johnson Brock up by two. Late will have the basketball against full court pressure from the Tigers. Fall City needs a steal here. Johnson Brock needs to get the ball down the floor. Waiting for the inbound pass to Ottoman. The ball is loose. Shot is up and good. Putting in the shot was McKinley Scholl. We're tied at 37-all. 27 seconds to go. Down court, Audrey Sanford behind the back dribble. Gets it into forecourt to Ottoman on the right side. Timeout's going to be taken. Johnson Brock with 19 seconds to go. What a disaster for Johnson Brock on the inbound pass. The ball got away. It was grabbed up under there by McKinley Scholl, who laid it in to tie the ball game. We'll take a 30-second break on Sunny 101.3.
Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holman's has them. See Ben or Dennis Holman at Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City. Holman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holman's Ford entire inventory online at holmanford.com.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Andy Gatula back with you at Johnson Brock High School. 19.4 seconds showing on the clock. We're tied up at 37-all. Just moments ago, Johnson Brock was up by four. Seconds ago, they were up by four. A quick two baskets by the Lady Tigers of Fall City, and we're all tied at 37-all. Now, when play is resumed, the basketball will be of the Johnson Brock Eagles. They have it in forecourt. They'll play it in on the side right in front of the Johnson Brock bench. Inbounding the pass will be Hallie Rasmussen. A chance to play for one shot here for Johnson Brock. All tied at 37. Rasmussen waiting to inbound the pass. They try to break somebody open. Inbound the pass. Over and back is the call. Brooklyn Barons caught the ball at midcourt, stepped into backcourt. Back to forecourt into backcourt, and over and back is the call. Things are falling apart for Johnson Brock. Fall City with the ball. Hannah Collier into forecourt. Gives it up to the right side. Collier's pass to Scholl. 14 seconds. 12 seconds. Scholl, top of the key. Picked up her dribble. Right side, Elise Poppy. 8 seconds. 7 seconds. In the corner. 5 seconds. Collier with the ball. Armbruster to Collier. The buzzer sounds. They won't get the shot off. Fall City does not take the shot, and we're going to go to overtime. The girls had plenty of time to work with it. They did not get the shot off. We'll step aside for a 60-second break on Sunny 101.3.
Jim Hills in Fall City is your home decorating center. Visit the store at 1619 Chase Street in Fall City. You'll find a well-stocked name brand paint department with all the painting supplies and computerized color matching. Shop the latest in floor coverings, window treatments, and accessories to accent and beautify your home. Chat with the friendly staff. They're happy to answer any questions. Jim Hills in Fall City. Call 402-245-4444. That's 402-245-4444.
Why drive out of town when you can get the care you need right here? Nemaha County Hospital is excited to welcome Dr. Adam Streit to our staff of exceptional physicians. Dr. Streit specializes in orthopedic and sports medicine, including orthopedic surgeries, and will be seeing patients right here on our outpatient clinic weekly, beginning on September 17th. Please call your primary care physician for a referral. At Nemaha County Hospital, we're giving our best so you can live your best.
Sunny 101.3.
Well, that was so much fun. We're going to put 4 minutes up on the board and play another half a quarter. All tied at 37-all after regulation, and we move to overtime. Taryn Ottoman will jump it up against McKinley Scholl. Here's the tip. Ottoman controls the tip, gets the ball out to Brooklyn Barons. Barons, top of the circle. Man-to-man defense by Fall City. Poppy comes out after Behrens, has her trap. Behrens gets it up to Sanford. Sanford being Hannah Collier. Keep in mind, Maddie Jones and Reese McNeely have fouled out of the ballgame. Oh, Sanford had the right idea, tried to get a pass into Behrens. Behrens couldn't handle it. Ball was stolen away, and now Armbruster brings it up the court for the Tigers. All tied at 37 all. We're in overtime now. 3:27 to play in the first overtime. Inside the paint. Goes into Scholl. Turnaround shot. Scholl up and off. No good. Ball tipped out of bounds. Knocked away by Chase Nolte. Oh, no. They're going to say it stays with Fall City. Nolte was down there battling with Brooklyn Behrens for that basketball. Fall City will have it and inbound it. Comes up to Armbruster in the corner. Top of the key, Collier with the ball. Hannah Collier into the right side. Poppy, jump shot, right side up and off, no good. There's Taryn Ottoman with the rebound. The big freshman doing the job once again under the basket. Ottoman, not afraid to bring the ball up the court herself. Picks up her dribble, gives it to Sanford. Sanford covered by Hannah Collier. Sanford behind the back dribble. Audrey backs it out between the rings. We played a minute. Sanford driving lay-in. Shot is blocked, whistle and a foul. That's going to be called, I think, on Elise Poppy. On Poppy, that will be her second personal. But we're in the double bonus, and that's going to send to the free throw line Audrey Sanford. Let's see. Audrey has hit 4 out of 7 from the free throw line so far tonight. Here shooting 2. The first one is up and good. So Audrey gives Johnson Brock their first lead of the overtime period. Natalie Knippelmeyer leaves the game, checking in as Chloe Weiss to replace her for Johnson Brock. Sanford at the line. Second shot is up. This one is off. Couldn't get it to fall. Rebound. Follow shot. Put back. Behrens couldn't get it. Rebound. Ottoman. Ball is loose. Ottoman comes up with it. Big, strong girl just took it away from the defenders. Ottoman underneath right side. Brooklyn Behrens, the freshman, almost has it knocked away. A reach-in foul is going to be called on Armbruster, and she just fouled out of the ballgame. So now you've got Maddie Jones, Ava Armbruster, and Reese McNeely, all three starters on the bench with 5 fouls each fouled out. 3 of the 5 starters on the bench. Checking in for Fall City, Isabella Armbruster, a freshman, Ava's little sister, making her first appearance in the ballgame. At the line, Brooklyn Behrens. She's 1 out of 2 from the line tonight. This one is up and good. Behrens hits the first one. She'll have a second shot. The lead is 2 now for Johnson Brock. 39-37, 2:33 to play. Brooklyn Behrens, second free throw. The lefty is up and good. Got them both. Cool hand freshman up there. Made 3 in a row from the free throw line. It's a 3-point Johnson Brock lead, 40-37. Here's Hannah Collier. Jump shot left side off the rim. No, they say a travel. And the turnover gives the ball back to Johnson Brock. Eagles with the ball. Again, the Tigers have Maddie Jones, Ava Armbruster, Reese McNeely, all on the bench with 5 fouls each. Full court pressure being applied by the Tigers. Inbound the ball to Audrey Sanford. 40-37. Johnson Brock by 3. 2:20 to go in overtime. Sanford guarded by Poppy. Poppy comes up for the steal. Sanford dribbles away from her. Sanford spin move top of the key. Now works to the left elbow. Sanford going to get called. Well, they come after her here. She's dribbling the ball around. Gives it up top. Her pass comes up to Helly Rasmussen. Rasmussen tries to go underneath. Ball stolen away by Collier. Hannah Collier with the steal. Front of the underneath on the baseline and got the steal. Collier down court pass. Poppy got it. Elise Poppy gets the 3-pointer from the right elbow. We're tied at 40 all with a minute 40 to play in the overtime. Audrey Sanford on the dribble, reaching in, a whistle and a foul is going to be called on Elise Poppy. Tigers have had the double bonus on Johnson Brock for a long time. Johnson Brock been making the most of it. Let's see. Sanford now has hit 5 of 9 from the line. Audrey will be shooting 2 here once again. Audrey Sanford, she's 1 out of 2 here in the overtime. Free throw is up. Got it. Audrey's got a pattern of make one, miss one, make one. Let's see if she can break the pattern this time. Her team up by 1, 41-40 with a minute 35 to play in the overtime. Audrey Sanford, the 5'5 senior, takes aim, launches the free throw. It's up, got it. Sanford hits them both. The lead is 2 for Johnson Brock, 42-40. A minute 33 to go in overtime. Collier feeds it inside to Scholl. Jump shot partially blocked. Rebound, Nolde. Underneath, Scholl. Jump shot again, up and good. McKinley Scholl has 14 points, and they've all come in the second half. We're tied at 42 all. A minute 14 to go. Long pass into Ottoman. She goes up for the shot. The ball is stolen away by Hannah Collier. Collier stole the basketball, but a whistle and a foul is going to be called on Collier. Hannah's first personal. That'll put the freshman at the free throw line, Taryn Ottoman. Taryn has made 3 out of 5 from the line tonight. She has 7 points. Here shooting 2. First one is up, and oh, rimmed around and wouldn't go. It hit the front rim, hit the back of the rim, hit the front of the rim, and then fell off to the side. She'll have another attempt to try and break the tie with a minute 11 to go in the ball in the overtime. Taryn Ottoman, second free throw is up. This one is good. The lead is back to 1 for Johnson Brock, 43-42. Down court with the basketball on the right side is Scholl. Up top to Collier. Collier on the right elbow. Looks back to the near side. That's Isabella Armbruster. Shot is up. Collier couldn't hit it. And the rebound is pulled down by Chloe Weiss. Weiss across the timeline. A 1-point Johnson Brock lead. Under a minute to play now. 45 seconds on the clock. Audrey Sanford between the rings. Left side. Gives it to Ottoman. Ottoman looking underneath to the left wing. Pass goes over to the left side. Chloe Weiss. Weiss picked up by Collier. Up top, back to Audrey Sanford. 29 seconds to go. Now Collier comes out and will foul Sanford. Per instructions, Hannah Collier instructed to go out there and foul. That'll put Sanford at the line. She's hit 7 out of 11, I believe, so far. 7 of 11 from the line for Audrey Sanford. Here at the line, shooting 2. Boy, free throws have been big for Johnson Brock here. Sanford, ready for her first of 2. It's up, and it is off. Won't go. She'll get another try here. Audrey Sanford. Her team up by 1, 43-42. Sanford's free throw is up. This one is off also. No good. Missed them both. It's a 1-point ball game. Chase Nolde. Nolde down court to Scholl. Scholl in the paint. Fall away. Jump shot short off the front of the rim. Rebound Johnson Brock. Sanford comes up with it. She'll be fouled. And we'll walk to the other end. Audrey Sanford will be right back at the line. And now we're down to 16.8 seconds. What a ball game. I'm so glad we're streaming this one tonight on Johnson Brock's Drive. Folks at home watching on the computer. Doesn't get much better than this, and you didn't even have to get out of the house tonight. 43-42, Johnson Brock up by 1, 16.8 seconds to go. Audrey Sanford at the line, shooting 2 shots. Free throw is up and off, no good. Sanford will have one more chance here to try and put her team up by 2 with 16.8 seconds to go. Audrey Sanford at the line. Shot is on the way. It's up and got it. 2-point lead for Johnson Brock. Full court press. Down to Collier in forecourt. Collier to Nolde. Back to Collier. Long 2. Collier off the rim. Doesn't go. Fight for the rebound. Ottoman comes up with it. Ottoman on the dribble. 7 seconds to go and we've got a foul call. No, we've got timeout with 7 seconds to play. 44-42. Johnson Brock up by 2. We'll take a 30-second timeout. You're listening to Johnson Brock Eagles, Fall City Tigers basketball on Sunny 101.3.
Mom, I got the job. I got the job.
That's fantastic. Is it more money?
It's a lot more money.
Oh, you deserve it for working so hard at the community college.
I'm not done yet. I'm going to get my bachelor's degree.
Wow, where?
Peru State College. They offer degrees completely online. They didn't hassle me about what courses transferred, and they offer in-state tuition to everyone.
Do you think I could go too?
Of course. Just visit Peru State College at peru.edu.
Sunny 101.3.
Randy Gatula back with you at Johnson Brock High School. 7.3 seconds on the game clock. 44-42. Johnson Brock up by 2. The Lady Eagles will have the basketball. They'll play it in on the baseline. Underneath the Fall City basket. But remember what a disaster they had earlier on this inbound pass. Full court pressure by Fall City. Inbounding it, Natalie Knippelmeyer. Knippelmeyer, wait a minute. We may have a foul here before the ball even got inbounded. Ottoman went to the floor hard. The foul is going to be called on Fall City's Chase Nolte. That's Chase's first personal. And now with 7.3 seconds at the free throw line is Taryn Ottoman. Ottoman has hit 4 out of 7 from the free throw line. She has 8 points tonight. Here once again shooting 2 shots. Man, has Johnson Brock shot a lot of free throws in this overtime. Shooting 2. Ottoman. Shot is up. And it's off. No good. Not a lot of success in this overtime from the charity stripe. Taryn Ottoman wants to put her team up by 3 with 7 seconds to play. She launches the shot. It's up and got it. 3-point lead. Down court in a hurry. They come with it. This is Scholl across the timeline. 4 seconds and timeouts taken with 3.6 seconds to play. Fall City will have to play for a 3 to try and tie it and put us into another overtime. We'll step aside for a 30-second timeout on Sunny 101.3.
Sat Brothers, located at 1521 Harlan. Call 245-2406 and order a whole pizza for $12. They have all your favorites, pepperoni, hamburger, meat lovers, supreme, veggie pizza, and many more varieties to choose from. They also have breakfast pizza, like biscuits and gravy pizza, and cheese sticks as well. Sat Brothers of Fall City, the one stop to fill your car and your tummy. Sat Brothers of Fall City with mom-approved bathrooms.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Coach Andy Armbruster has his girls huddled around him. They have 3.6 seconds. They will play the ball in on the side, on the far side in front of Fall City's bench. They'll have to try and launch a 3 to get another tie going here so that we can move to a second overtime period. I still don't believe either team has had more than a 4-point lead throughout this entire ball game that I can remember. And I was marking them down for a while. I lost count at 9 lead changes. That's how many times we've changed the lead. Here we go. 3.6 seconds to go. Chase Nolte to inbound it. Inbound the pass into the corner. Trying to move toward the basket. A whistle and a foul. A foul is called. The foul is going to be on Chloe Weiss, her third personal. Not yet into the 1-1. The clock is down to 1.5 seconds. And now it's just going to have to be a shoot here. Fall City will inbound it on the baseline. That was a pretty smart foul, really. Nolte inbounds it. There's a 3, partially blocked by Knippelmeyer. And there's the ball game. Natalie Knippelmeyer blocked the 3-point shot. And Johnson Brock holds on for a 45-42 overtime win tonight over the Fall City Lady Tigers. In a hard-fought contest, well played by both teams. Stay with us. We're going to step aside, take a one-minute timeout, a one-minute break, and then we'll be back with a post-game scoring recap after this one-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
Is it time to buy or sell? How about a property that needs to be managed? Call on the pros at Poppy Realty and Management in Fall City. They can provide you with management services for your farm, ranch, or recreational property, and can also assist you in buying or selling your property. Brian Poppy is a licensed broker in Nebraska and Kansas, here to help you seal the deal. Call Poppy Realty and Management today, and rest easy because you're in good hands. Call 245-5808 or visit 1616 Harlan Street in Fall City.
The answer is yes. SBS.
At SBS Insurance, we believe in service beyond the sale. We are fortunate to have multiple competitive companies to quote your personal, farm, business, and life insurance needs. By taking advantage of our annual renewal review, you can rest assured that you have the right coverage for the most competitive rate. Contact your local SBS office today to see how we can provide you service beyond the sale.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Welcome you back to Johnson Brock High School. What a thriller. 45-42, your final score tonight. Johnson Brock with the win. in overtime over the Fall City girls. Time now for the Sunny 101.3 postgame scoring recap. Let's take a look at the individual numbers. First of all, for the Fall City Tigers, they were led tonight by McKinley Scholl. She finished with 14 points in the ballgame. Maddie Jones in double figures ended up with 11. With 6 was Reese McNeely. 5 points tonight for Elise Poppy. Ava Armbruster hit for 4, and Chase Nolde had 2 for their total of 42. For the Johnson Brock Eagles, leading them in scoring tonight was Audrey Sanford in double figures. She finished with 12 points in the ballgame. She had 12 in the contest. 9 points tonight for Brooklyn Barons. Taryn Ottoman also with 9 points. Adding 6 was Chloe Weiss. 3 points tonight for Skylar Witt. And 2 points for Helly Rasmussen. Also 2 points for Brooklyn Buckmeyer and Natalie Clark. The final, 45-42, Johnson Brock with the overtime win over the Fall City girls. Stay with us. We're going to take a break out here at Johnson Brock. We'll be back, in about 13 or 14 minutes with the pregame show and a look at the starting lineup for the boys' contest. Just a programming note to our board operator, Kathy Niggas, back at the Sunny 101.3 studios. We'll just keep the line open, and we'll take a break here. We'll come back to you in about 14 minutes. You're listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Fall City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Fall City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Need to file an insurance claim, update your policies, or apply for home or auto insurance? Casey Agency is your independent insurance agency located at the First National Bank of Johnson and at the Auburn branch of First National Bank of Johnson. When you need home, auto, or agricultural insurance, see Casey Agency, your independent insurance agency, at First National Bank of Johnson or at the Auburn branch of First National Bank of Johnson, and take care of your banking and insurance needs all in one stop.
sunshine.
High school basketball is now on the air.
Thanks for tuning in to coverage of high school basketball here on Sunny 101.3 FM and online at mscsports.net. Let's head courtside for today's play-by-play with Randy Gatula.
Once again, we welcome you back to Johnson Brock High School, the second half of our basketball doubleheader tonight. Up next, it's boys varsity basketball again, the Johnson Brock Eagles hosting the Fall City Tigers. If you were with us for the previous game, an overtime win for Johnson Brock, 45-42 in overtime. And if this next one's half as exciting as that girls' contest, we're going to have another great basketball game. My name is Randy Gatula. I'll be the play-by-play announcer for the broadcast. Skylar Witt is going to be joining me shortly. She's going to be our color commentator for this boys' contest. We'll see what Skylar's got to say about that big three-pointer that she hit at the end of the first half in that girls' contest just a few minutes ago. Right now, we're going to turn our attention to the starting lineup for this boys' contest. For the Johnson Brock Eagles, they are 0-2 on the year. They have dropped games to Sidney, Iowa, and to Palmyra thus far. They'll be starting Caleb Fossenbarger. Fossenbarger, a 5'9 senior. Cade Davis. Davis, a senior at 6'5. Nick Perriott. Perriott is 6'3 and a junior. Lane Buckmeyer, a junior at 6'. And Ryan Bowling rounds out the starting five for Coach Lucas Dollinghouse. He is a 5'11 senior. As we said, Johnson Brock 0-2 on the year. For the Fall City Tigers, they are 0-1. They've played one game so far this year. That was at Syracuse. They lost by 12, but they had two of their five starters out of the ballgame with illness. Starting for Coach Don Hogue will be Bryson Buttrick. Buttrick, 5'11 and a junior. Race Farmer. Farmer's a senior at 5'11. Carson Bredemeyer, he's a 6'1 senior. Jackson Strauss, 6'3 and a junior. And John Craig. Craig, a 6'3 junior. That's the starting five for Coach Don Hogue and the Fall City Tigers. We'll take a 2-minute timeout here and be back with the tip to start the boys' varsity game after this 2-minute timeout. You're listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
Farmers State Bank is proud to be your community bank in Tarkio, Fairfax, Mound City, and Maitland. With regional strength and a local advantage, they're committed to serving your financial needs through qualified, individualized, customer service. Visit fscbank.com to learn more. Best of luck to all the players and coaches in tonight's game from everyone at the Farmer State Bank in Tarkio, Fairfax, Mound City, and Maitland. Farmer State Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender, NMLS number 430503.
Northwest Ag Services would like to support the area teams. If your game is farming, Northwest Ag Services of Mound City wants to help you get the most out of your land. Randy Howell and Drew Thomas and the rest of the staff are there to help you reach your high-yield goals. Contact Northwest Ag Services of Mound City. Northwest Ag Services supports all the area teams for a great high school sports season.
Nothing runs like a deer. The staff of Hiawatha Implement on North State and Mound City wish the area schools good luck in all their school and sports endeavors. Wishing the teams the strength of a John Deere tractor, the pride in doing the best they can do every time, and sportsmanship, the true power behind any team. In Mound City, for John Deere sales, service, and parts, all you need to know is Hiawatha Implement. Nothing runs like a deer.
Alan and the staff at Yoakum Service on East 2nd in Mound City would like to wish the Mound City Panthers success in today's game. The Mound City Panthers and Yoakum Service are two winning teams. Farmers, in order to have a great growing season, team up with Yoakum Service. They have the chemicals to keep your crops healthy and the fertilizer to produce a record crop. Yoakum Service. See them in Mound City today.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back inside Johnson Rock High School. Randy Gatula along with Skylar Witt.
Howdy.
All right, Skylar, got to ask you, the three-pointer, the end of the first half. Talk about it.
I truly sent that one up with a prayer. I'm not going to lie to anybody, but I had a little thought. Our coach said, all right, we got to get the lead before halftime. And so ball gets passed around, and it gets to me, and I was like, you know what? We need to be 3 points ahead. So I just shot it and hoped for the best.
Well, it went down for you. It was a great shot. What a ball game that was.
It was crazy.
Now we turn to boys action. Jumping it up for Johnson Brock. In the middle is going to be Nick Perriott. Perriott will jump up against Jackson Strauss. And here's a tip controlled by Johnson Brock. Eagles with the basketball. Fossenbarger across the timeline to set the offense. Comes to the left side to Perriott. Perriott finds Davis on the right wing. Davis back to the left side. That's Bowling with the basketball. Inside the paint, a little floaters up and good. Nice move to the basket by Lane Buckmeyer for the first 2 points of the ball game. Johnson Brock up 2-0. Here come the Tigers down to set their offense. Jackson Strauss to the near side. Carson Brennemeyer. Brennemeyer flips it over across to Bryson Buttrick. Buttrick comes to Ray Swarmer with the basketball at the free throw line. Handling it is Strauss. Strauss goes to Buttrick. Buttrick all the way into the corner. Loose toward the basket. A whistle and a foul. Buttrick will be fouled. It'll be called on Johnson Brock. We'll see who it's on. He should post it here in a minute. A little bit slow there.
All right. Foul will be on Kay Davis, number 20 for the Eagles, and it's his first foul.
And the first team foul.
Yes, first team.
All right. With the basketball for Fall City. Top of the circle, Jackson Strauss. Strauss lobs it into traffic to John Craig. Craig, the big boy, tries to move toward the basket. Has the ball knocked out of his hand. Grabbed up by Fall City. Buttrick comes to the right elbow with it to Strauss. Strauss feeds it inside in traffic to Race Farmer. Farmer hands up to Brennemeyer, who works to the baseline left side. Now Buttrick has the ball stolen away. Fossenbarger with the steal. Down court on the dribble comes Caleb Fossenbarger across the timeline. At the top of the key to the left side. Here's Kate Davis for three. Kate Davis nails a three from out here on the left elbow. It's 5-0. Johnson Brock, 6:38 to play, first quarter. Buttrick across the timeline goes to Strauss with the pass. Strauss gets it down into the corner. Race Farmer back up top to Strauss. Jackson Strauss near side finds Buttrick deep in the corner, baseline right side. Race Farmer can't get to the basket. Comes to the right elbow to Brennemeyer. Brennemeyer feeds into Craig. Oh, Craig with a nice pass underneath. Got it to Strauss. The ball is blocked away. Good job defensively by Nick Perriott. And Perriott gets the ball up to Ryan Bowling, who brings it into forecourt and comes to Fossenbarger. In the paint, Davis. Up top, free throw line. Jump shot short off the front. Doesn't go. That shot put up by Lane Buckmeyer. And Fall City will get the basketball.
The score is 5-0. The Eagles up with 5 minutes and 59 seconds left.
In the first quarter, that is. A little bit of confusion here. Some trash and debris on the floor they had to clear off. And now Fall City will inbound it. On the baseline against full court pressure. Inbound the ball, down court. Comes Jackson Strauss, almost has it stripped away. Buttrick comes up with a loose basketball. Back to Strauss, and goes off of Strauss out of bounds. Turnover for the Tigers. And Johnson Brock will have the ball back. They'll inbound it on the side in backcourt, right in front of the Johnson Brock bench. Eagles going from our right to left, from north to south here in the Johnson Brock gym. Kate Davis feeds it underneath the Bowling in traffic over Craig. Shot is up and good. Nice move by Ryan Bowling. He got that shot up over John Craig. Timeout taken, Fall City. 5:35 to go in the first quarter.
There's a timeout on the floor. Johnson Brock leads Fall City 7-0 in the first quarter with 5:35 left. We'll take a 30-second break, and you're listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
Golden Triangle Energy is a manufacturer of grain-neutral spirits and other ethanol products in Craig, Missouri. Call 660-683-5007 for a competitive corn bid. Learn more about Golden Triangle Energy at goldentriangleenergy.com. They also produce quality livestock feed as a co-product of the ethanol process. So when you're at their website, don't forget to get feed bids as well on corn prices. Golden Triangle Energy, thanking you for your business in Craig, Missouri.
Sunny 101.3.
Well, Johnson Brock got to an early lead here, 7-0, 5:35 to go first quarter. Fall City with the basketball when play is resumed. The inbound pass. Brennemeyer gets it off to Buttrick into forecourt. Buttrick gets a pick set by Strauss. Now picks up a dribble and needs help. Into the corner, baseline left side, Ray Farmer. Farmer has the ball stolen away. Breakaway to the other end, driving lay-in up off the glass. Well, go by Buckmeyer, and the rebound pulled down by Strauss. Stolen by Buckmeyer! Fossenberger puts it underneath, got it to Nick Perriott. Perriott tries to go up with a shot, a whistle and a foul, and we'll have Nick Perriott at the free throw line where he'll be shooting two shots for Johnson Brock.
Foul is on number 3 for the Tigers, Bryson Buttrick, and it will be his first team foul and first foul for himself.
Perriott at the line, shooting 2. The first one is up. Off the rim, won't go. In that girls game earlier, an interesting stat here, and don't mean anything by this, but in the second half, Johnson Brock's girls made 15 out of 26 free throws. Fall City did not shoot a free throw.
Really?
15-point deficit. Here's a free throw up and good by Nick Perriott. 15 of 26 for Johnson Brock, and that was certainly the difference, 15 big points at the line. All right, Fall City with the basketball down in the corner. Nothing there, trying to move to the basket. This is Buttrick into big John Craig. He holds it to the top of the key. Hernandez. Now with the ball is Carson Bredemeyer. Carson Bredemeyer pulls up for a long three that's off the back of the iron. And the rebound comes down to Johnson Brock. Buckmeyer with the basketball. Takes it to the right side. Spin move. Off the glass. Shot is up. That was Nick Perriott with the shot. 22, not 23. Down it comes Buttrick with the ball. 8-0 your score. Johnson Brock with the early lead. 4:20 to play in the first quarter. Hernandez gives up to Buttrick. Buttrick has the ball tipped away. It's loose on the floor. Everybody after it. Buttrick comes out with it. Now he'll be tied up down here with Ryan Bowling. And jump ball possession arrow will, I believe, stay with Fall City. It'll be Tigers basketball. Inbounding it, Kyle Eichhoff. He stands on the baseline, right side under his own backboard. Eichhoff to inbound it. Officials calling for a towel out here. A little bit of perspiration on the floor. They get that mopped up. 4:07 to go first quarter. 8-0. Johnson Brock with the early lead. Eichhoff to inbound it. Under the basket. Pass to Hurry. Into Craig. Craig with a shot up off the glass and good. Well, John Craig found himself all alone under the basket. Eichhoff did a good job of threading the needle to him. 8-2. Now driving in is Davis. Davis with a lay-in. Up and good. Kate Davis has 5 points. He'll go to the free throw line for the and one. waiting for him to post it here, and then I'm sure Skyler is going to fill us in.
Yep, fouls on number 25 for the Tigers.
Hernandez, right?
Yes, Hernandez, and it'll be their second team foul and his first foul.
At the free throw line for the and one is Cade Davis. Davis takes aim, free throw is up, and good. And the 6'5 senior has 6 points in the ballgame. It's 11-2, Johnson Brock with the lead. Ball City with the basketball. This is Bredemeyer, Carson Bredemeyer. Tries to move toward the basket. A whistle and a foul is going to be called, I think, on Lane Buckmeyer.
Yes, the foul will be on Lane Buckmeyer, and it'll be their second team foul with it being his first.
All right, the inbound pass comes into Bryson Buttrick. Buttrick, one-on-one against Buckmeyer, comes with a pass to the near side, Bredemeyer. That's all I need is Buckmeyer covering Bredemeyer. Keep that straight. Race Farmer, top of the key. Back up to Bredemeyer once again. Carson, did a little spin move. Now Ryan Bowling comes out to pick him up. Feeds into the paint, driving for the lay-in. Whistle and a foul in the lane as Jackson Strauss made a move to the basket. And I think we're going to put Strauss to the line. Jackson will be shooting two shots. See who this foul is called.
We got that on Lane Buckmeyer once again for the Eagles, and it'll be his second team, or his second foul and the third team foul.
Strauss, first free throw, up and good. He'll have a second shot coming.
The score is 11-3 with the Eagles up with 3:21 left in the first quarter.
Jackson Strauss, second free throw on the way up, and got it. He made a both. Strauss with a pair. Makes it 11-4 now. The lead is 7. Perriott on the dribble in backcourt. Nick Perriott, 6'3 junior. Comes slowly across the timeline. Goes inside at the free throw line. Ball is tipped away and stolen. Saved from going out of bounds. Buttrick comes up with it. Bredemeyer with a good job. Down in a hurry underneath the basket on the baseline right side. Jump shot from the corner for 3. Up and off. No good. Rebound Perriott. Perriott wants to push it. Fast-paced basketball foul. Down in a hurry. Perriott across court pass. Ball tipped away momentarily. Now going to be grabbed up. Dollinghouse at it. And the ball goes out of bounds off of Bredemeyer. It'll belong to Johnson Brock. Ryan Bowling will come out and take a break. Caleb Fossenbarger checks in. Inbounding it, Camden Dollinghouse. 5'11 freshman. Dollinghouse gets it in. Fossenbarger sets the offense. Across to Perriott. Back it comes to Fossenbarger. Perriott on the right elbow. Long three. Perriott off the back iron. No. And the rebound brought down by Race Farmer. Farmer gets it to Bryson Buttrick. Buttrick finds Farmer in the corner left side. Now they look for Bredemeyer at the top of the key. John Craig up off the bench, getting ready to check back in for the Tigers. Moving is Strauss. Strauss almost has it dribbled away. Now it is stolen. Breakaway lay-in. Oh, the ball got away. And then saved from going out of bounds by Fossenbarger. Fossenbarger flips it in. They can't get it. Top of the key, Davis comes back to Fossenbarger. He'll try a three and nails it. Oh, that's an interesting way to get 3 points.
Isn't it?
Caleb Fossenbarger has his first 3 points of the ball game. He hits the tray, and it's a double-digit 10-point lead for Johnson Brock, 14-4 with a minute 51 to go here in the first quarter. In traffic, in trouble is Bredemeyer. Up to Buttrick in the paint. Buttrick, spin move, can't get up with a shot. To Bredemeyer, open look for three from the right corner. Off the front of the iron, doesn't go. A push-off foul on the baseline underneath. Not sure which way this one's going to go. It's going to be against Johnson Brock, but it could have been any one of two or three defenders under there.
I believe that it was on 15 for the Eagles, Camden Dollinghouse. Yep, it'll be his first foul and their fourth team foul.
All right, inbound the pass on the baseline for the Tigers. Comes up to Bredemeyer. On the right side, Craig on the right side of the lane holds the ball. Now moves in toward the hoop against Davis. Davis got a block on it, and the rebound is pulled down by Jalen Behrens, who's in the lineup now. Underneath Davis at the other end, laying off the glass, up and good. Kate Davis got in behind the defense, and he has 8 points in the game. 16-4, your score, a minute 11 to go in the first quarter. John Craig holds the ball at the top of the key. Davis tries to take it away from him. Craig flips it out to the left side to Race Farmer. In traffic underneath, they try to go back to Craig. Fossenbarger with the steal. Caleb Fossenbarger down court. Feeds it underneath to Davis all alone under the basket. Davis with another easy two. Timeout taken by Fall City.
There's a timeout on the floor. Johnson Brock leads the Fall City 18-4 with 51.6 left in the first quarter. You're listening to high school basketball on Sunny 101.3.
Scheib Drainage Products of Oregon, Missouri has been a family-owned business for more than 30 years. They carry the largest inventory of corrugated plastic drainage tubing, fittings, and supplies in the Midwest. Plus, they're a large volume dealer of corrugated and smooth wall polyurethane pipe, PVC, and corrugated pipe and plastic IC welders. They custom fabricate drop inlets, hoods, baffles, and special size risers too. For drainage supplies, see Scheib Drainage Products of Oregon, Missouri.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Well, with 51.6 seconds to play in the first quarter, Coach Don Hogan seen enough. He took a timeout there. The Johnson-Brock Eagles jumped out to a big lead here. They came out really hot right out of the gate, 18-4 up now. 51.6 seconds. The paparazzi are here, Skyler.
Yeah.
Did you get a picture of the three-pointer? That's what I wanted to know. All right. Basketball belongs to Fall City. They'll inbound it down by 14 now. Pass comes into Bryson Buttrick. Buttrick will come down and set the offense. On the left side to Race Farmer. Farmer at the free throw line into Craig. Craig at the left side of the lane, back up to Farmer. Now Jackson Strauss with the ball to the right side. Carson Bredemeyer. Bredemeyer at the top of the free throw circle, works to the right side of the lane, goes down into the corner, deep baseline right side. Strauss. Strauss moves against Davis, lays it up, and got it. Nice move for Jackson Strauss. Strauss has 4 points now, 18-6. The lead is 12 with 19 seconds to go in the quarter. Down deep in the corner on the right side, Dollinghouse. Left side, Kate Davis for three. Got it. Kate Davis, his second three-pointer. And Davis with 13 points already here in the first quarter. 4 seconds to play. Fall City's Bredemeyer with the ball. Can't get a shot off. There's the buzzer after one quarter.
After one quarter, Johnson-Brock is up 21-6 over the Fall City Tigers. We'll step aside for 1 minute for a one-minute timeout. You're listening to high school basketball on Sunny 101.3.
When you need to borrow money, you probably needed it yesterday. First National Bank of Johnson understands and knows your time is valuable. That's why they make it their business to provide fast, courteous service from a bank you know and trust for loans, checking or savings accounts, and retirement accounts. Stop in and visit all the friendly staff for prompt, courteous service from a bank you know and trust. First National Bank of Johnson, member FDIC.
When you need good legal representation, trust Weaver & Mers in Fall City. Weaver & Mers will handle wills, trusts, estate law, real estate, business law, corporate law, LLCs, litigation, personal injury, workers' compensation, tax planning and preparation, and agricultural law. Call Weaver & Mers for a free initial consultation at 402-245-3015. That's Weaver & Mers at 402-245-3015. And online at weaverandmerslaw.com. Weaver & Mers, 1719 Stone Street in Fall City.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Randy Gatula, Skyler Witt, back with you here at Johnson-Brock. 21-6 our score after one quarter, a 15-point lead for the Johnson-Brock Eagles. Eagles will have the basketball as we return to live action. Fossenbarger down in the corner in traffic. They got it down to Behrens, and he falls down. A whistle and a foul is going to be, or on Bowling, rather, and a foul is going to be called on Ryan Bowling.
That'll be the fifth team foul and Bowling's first foul.
So it'll turn it back over to the Tigers. Down by 15 now. Fall City needs to get some offense going. Inbound the ball to Buttrick from Jackson Strauss. Buttrick across the timeline. Man-to-man defense for Johnson-Brock. On the left side to Race Farmer. Farmer tried to work to the corner. Can't get there. Up to Craig at the top of the circle. Right wing Buttrick on the baseline. He got trapped down there. Can't get the shot off. Tried to put a pass across, stolen back the other way by Jackson Strauss. Shot is blocked on Strauss. Strauss went up with a shot and a whistle. We must have an offensive foul.
Going to be called on 21, which is Jackson Strauss. It'll be his first foul and the third team foul.
Offensive foul there on Strauss as he went in for the lay-in. He collided with Jalen Behrens. All right, Fossenbarger flips it into the corner. Here's Behrens on the elbow. Into the corner, left side, open look. Long two is on the way. Nick Perry, it won't go. John Craig in there Craig, I'll be honest, he looks a lot more like a left tackle than he does a forward, but he's a big boy, moves well for his size, and takes up a lot of space under that basket. There's a turnaround shot. Flossenbarger under there, up and good. Caleb Flossenbarger has 5 points, 23-6. Johnson Brock has just jumped out red hot here early in the ballgame and has a big lead on the Tigers. To the top comes John Craig. Up to Buttrick. Buttrick tried to penetrate. Ball stepped away. Whistle and a push foul is going to be called. And it's kind of you pick them here. There were three players collided. And that's going to go on Perriott.
Yep, Perriott's first foul, and it'll be the sixth team foul.
So the next foul, Ball City will be in the 1-1. Jackson Strauss will inbound it on the near side in the forecourt. Strauss to toss it in. Across court, catching the ball in backcourt is Race Farmer. Farmer guarded over there defensively by Leighton Behrens. Cuts through the paint. Bredemeyer, double team, fall away in the lane. Bredemeyer up off no good. John Craig rebound, follow shot up and good. And that's what I was just talking about. John Craig uses that frame down there to clear out the area and gets the put back. There's a jump shot, Flossenbarger. Two-pointer from just off the right side of the lane. Caleb now has 7 points, 25-8, 17-point lead for the Eagles. Ball City needs to find the offense here. Bredemeyer with the ball, guarded by Flossenbarger. A little push-off. Ball is stolen away from Bredemeyer by Perriott. Down court in a hurry. Behrens with a driving lay-in, up and good. Caleb Behrens with his first 2 points on the lay-in. 27-8. The lead is 19 points now for Johnson Brock. Buttrick picks up his dribble. Pass comes to Jackson Strauss on the near side. Down in the corner. Baseline right side to Farmer. Up to Carson Bredemeyer. Back to Jackson Strauss. Strauss tries to go inside the lane. Can't get there. Has to flip it down to Buttrick in the corner. Buttrick feeds to Carson Bredemeyer. Bredemeyer backs it back out between the circles. Long three. Carson Bredemeyer short off in front of the rim. Rebound Jalen Behrens. Behrens outlet pass comes to Flossenbarger across the timeline. This is Caleb Flossenbarger with the ball. To the right wing, Jalen Behrens. Now Nick Perriott handles the ball. Slows things down here. Clock ticking away at 5:10 to go in the first half. In the paint. Perriott, jump shot, no, off the rim. High in the air for the rebound is Jackson Strauss. Down court pass, driving is Bredemeyer. Has the ball stripped away and stolen. Back the other direction comes Jalen Behrens on the dribble. Behrens, across court pass to the near side. Perriott for a long three. Off the rim, no, with the rebound. Coming down for Fall City with Strauss. Outlet pass to Buttrick. Buttrick back up to Jackson Strauss, around to Bredemeyer on the left elbow. Bredemeyer guarded by Flossenbarger. That's a lot of syllables when Flossenbarger's guarding Bredemeyer.
Yeah.
Bredemeyer backs it out on the left elbow. Now looks to Strauss. Hands it up to him at the top of the key. Strauss picks up, goes to the corner. Open look, right side. Three-pointer up. No, it hit the support. The shot was put up by Race Farmer, but it bounced high in the air and hit the support. So it will not count. Kyle Eichhoff back into the lineup now for the Tigers. And into the game comes Camden Dollinghouse once again for Johnson Brock. Camden Dollinghouse in, as is Lane Buckmeyer once again into the corner. Here's Davis thinking about the three. Perriott dribbling in. Layup, no, couldn't get it. Craig's there for the rebound. John Craig out left pass. Buttrick. Buttrick back to Craig at the free throw line. To the left side, Hernandez with the ball. Hernandez. Across court pass, Buttrick tries to put a move in, can't get to the basket. Good sound defense by Lane Buckmeyer stopped Buttrick from getting to the basket. Now with the ball for the Tigers is Kyle Eichhoff. Strauss has it dribbled away momentarily by Buckmeyer, gets the ball back, or by Perriott rather. Now back to Buttrick at the top of the circle. Buttrick goes all the way in, kicks it under to Craig to the left side. Craig couldn't get the point blank shot to fall. Whistle and a foul underneath against the Tigers. Waiting to see who this one's on. They're signaling the players to get down. May have gone on Craig.
I believe so.
Still
yep.
Trying to sort it out.
It'll be John Craig's first foul and the fourth team foul for the Tigers.
All right, 27-8 your score. Johnson Brock with a huge lead here. Sloan Pelican in the ballgame now. Goes to Kate Davis. Davis, nice move to the hoop. Goes after his own rebound and comes down with it. Got tied up on the baseline by Hernandez. And apparently, jump ball, possession arrow goes to Fall City.
The score will be 27-8 with the Eagles up with 3:15 left in the second quarter.
Here come the Tigers down offensively to set it up. Kyle Eichhoff comes to Hernandez on the right side. Hernandez comes to Jackson Strauss. Back to Hernandez, right side of the lane. Cross-court pass. That goes out to Eichhoff. Eichhoff finds Strauss. Now Buttrick with the ball in the corner. Buttrick guarded closely down here by Dollinghouse. That's Camden in the ballgame. Skip pass goes off to Jackson Strauss. Strauss pulls up for a three from the left elbow. Off no good. Kate Davis there for the rebound. Davis brings the ball down court himself. Davis wants to go coast to coast. And we're going to have a blocking foul that's going to be called on Fall City's Jackson Strauss. Kate Davis came flying through the lane.
He had no intent on stopping there.
Yeah, Strauss got in front of him and got called for the blocking foul. So it'll be Johnson Brock's basketball. Here's Bredemeyer checking in for Strauss. Strauss sets down with two personals. Inbounding the ball, Sloan Pelican on the baseline under his own basket. Pelican lobs it all the way up top and gets it up here to Ryan Bowling. Bowling back to Sloan Pelican. Pelican played a lot of the JV game. There's a three on the way by Davis that doesn't go. Rebound brought down by Dollinghouse. Comes to Pelican around the horn. Davis corner. Davis goes around John Craig. No place to go there. Somebody parked a pickup truck on the baseline. You couldn't get through there. Oh, nice pass to Dollinghouse. Couldn't get the shot. Davis with the rebound. Has it all stripped away by Hernandez. Outlet pass, Buttrick. Down it comes on the right side to Bredemeyer. Inside to John Craig. Davis guards him. Craig, turnaround shot. Off the glass, up and good. John Craig with 6 points now. 27-10. It's a 17-point Johnson Brock lead. A minute 53 to play in the first half, second quarter. This is Ryan Bowling with a pass to the left wing to Buckmeyer. Goes inside to Davis. Bowling for three. Off the back of the iron. Rebound brought down by Fall City's Kyle Eichhoff. And then the ball is tipped away and a foul is going to be called against Johnson Brock. Most likely on Dollinghouse.
Yep, that's going to be on Camden Dollinghouse. It's going to be his second foul and the 17th foul for the Eagles.
A minute 39 to play in the first half here. 27-10 our score. 17-point Johnson Brock lead. And we're going to walk to the other end. That was the 17 foul. We're now shooting 1-1. At the free throw line will be Kyle Eichhoff. He has not scored tonight. This will be his first attempt from the charity stripe. Front end of the 1-1 for Kyle Eichhoff is on the way. It's up and off, no good. Rebound, Kate Davis. Davis, long down court pass. Sloan Pelican couldn't handle it. Pelican was alone down there. The pass just a little too tall for him, and it got away out of bounds. Harriet back off the bench into the ballgame, as is Caleb Fossenbarger. They'll come in to replace Bowling and Camden Dollinghouse. 27-10, 17-point lead, Johnson Brock. A minute 25 to play in the first half. Bredemeyer with the basketball. To Race Farmer, back to Bredemeyer. He had an open look, didn't get it. Now Bredemeyer moves in, puts an off-balance shot up. It's off and no good, and the rebound comes down to Nick Perriott. Perriott will bring the basketball down court himself. He's picked up by Buttrick defensively. There's a long three corner on the right side, up and good. Caleb Fossenbarger nailed the three from the corner. Makes it 30-10. The lead is 20. That's the biggest lead of the game yet for Johnson Brock with less than a minute to play in the first half. No, they were looking for Buttrick underneath the baseline. Davis got the steal. And here comes Fossenbarger. Flips it into the corner. Open look. Perriott for three. Got it. Nick Perriott hits the three from down in the corner. It's 33-10. And Johnson Brock blowing this thing wide open here in the closing minutes of this first half. John Craig in the paint has the ball taken away by Sloan Pelican. Pelican feeds to Fossenbarger, laying up and good. Fossenbarger with the basket, Sloan Pelican with the assist.
fast-paced basketball right here.
10 seconds to go in the first half. This is Buttrick. Gives it up to Bredemeyer. Back to Buttrick. Buttrick dribbles into traffic, flips into the corner. Farmer for three. Off the iron. Craig, follow shot, won't go. And at the half, Johnson Rock up 35-10.
We'll take a 2-minute timeout, and then we'll be back with the halftime scoring recap on Sunny 101.3.
SureGrow has changed its name. The new name is SureAg LLC in Forest City. The staff and service that you have depended on will remain the same. If you had good luck with the chemicals to keep your fields clean, then SureAg LLC will continue to do the same. Your fertilizer questions and options will be answered from the same expert staff at SureAg LLC. New owners, but same great staff and same great service you've come to expect. SureAg LLC, located in Forest City.
Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country pot and superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, or your family, yes it's true. Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
Den's Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values. Den's Country Meats is a USDA inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Den's Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years with several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, brats, and summer sausage. Den's Country Meats in Table Rock.
Get all your holiday shopping done and earn money for your school with an F&M Bank School Spirit debit card. Every time you make a purchase with a Tiger or Irish debit card, F&M Bank donates money to the local school. Come on in to F&M Bank and get your Tiger or Irish debit card for free with a new or existing checking account. Happy holidays.
Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to Johnson Brock High School. It's time now for the halftime scoring recap. Now here's Randy with a look at the first half numbers.
35-10, our halftime score. Johnson Brock with the lead. Individual numbers for the Fall City Tigers. John Craig with 6 points. Jackson Strauss went 2-for-2 from the free throw line and had a field goal for 4 for Fall City's total of 10. From the free throw line, Fall City went 2 out of 3. Individual scoring for Johnson Brock, 2 players in double figures. Cade Davis leads the way. He has 13 points. Caleb Fossenbarger with 12. Adding 4 was Nick Perriott. 2 points for Ryan Bowling. 2 points also for Jalen Behrens and Lane Buckmeyer with 2 for Johnson's total, Johnson Brock's total of 35. From the charity stripe, Johnson Brock went 2 out of 3 in the first half. Right now, we're going to step aside for a 2-minute timeout, and then we'll check in with your local weather forecast, another 2 minutes, and then we'll be back with third quarter action live from Johnson Brock High School. You're listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
I'm pretty sure I felt this whole thing just shift.
As you know, CSC Dealers has the latest trial from Burris Power Hybrids, carrying all varieties of corn
and bread. No matter what's inside your favorite runs of sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runs in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
C&M Seed Center, LLC, is your bulk seed headquarters in Mound City. They are seed dealers for Asgrow, DeKalb, and Burris Power Hybrids, carrying all varieties of corn and soybeans, including the new Don Mario bean with Enlist. On-farm delivery of some seeds and great financing options are available, too. If you need seed, look no further. Call Kirby Miles at C&M Seed Center, LLC, 660-442-6085. Or stop by 302 West 2nd Street in Mound City. That's C&M Seed Center in Mound City. City, Missouri.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Althea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website althea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Althea.
Sunny 101.3 weather.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Amanda Edwards with your weather for the tri-state area. We're currently seeing a system moving through that originated in the Pacific Northwest, and this low-pressure system has been building towards the Midwest all week. Most of the action from this system is actually going to stay to the north of us, where they're going to be receiving heavy snowfall and rain. However, we'll just be seeing a drop in temperature associated with this system. This low-pressure system has a strong trough that will bring down our temperatures for a short period of time before the next ridge of high pressure moves in early next week, bringing us back to temperatures in the 70s. Your forecast for the evening shows mostly cloudy skies with a low at 29, northwest wind gusts up to 40 miles per hour. Going into Saturday, lots of sunshine and a high of 45 with west winds gusting up to 30. In closing off our weekend, on Sunday, we'll see sunny skies with a high of 54 and southwest wind gusts up to 20. I'm weatherology meteorologist Amanda Edwards on Sunny 101.3.
Nothing really ever stays the same. Things get better or they get worse. Things grow or they get smaller. Communities are no exception. The life of a community is determined by the activities of the people who live there. What we do today will decide the future. Shop locally whenever you can. Frontier Bank. Together we grow. Member FDIC. Online at frontbank.com.
Frontier Bank, Paul City, and Stella.
Tiffany Care Centers has been providing quality care from people who care for 40 years. At Oregon Care Center, Tiffany Heights, Pleasant View, we offer short and long-term rehabilitation, 24-hour skilled nursing care, respite care, and one-on-one speech, occupational, and physical therapy. You deserve the best, and the best is at Tiffany Care Center facility. Go to tiffanycare.com to see how we can help you.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto Self-Serve and save money today.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Randy Gatula, Skyler Witt back with you here at Johnson Brock High School. 35-10 our halftime score, with Johnson Brock leading the Fall City Tigers in the girls game earlier this evening. In overtime, Johnson Brock with the win 45-42. And we have a final from Fall City. The Sacred Heart Irish girls defeat the Bulldogs 65-23, the final in that girls game. John Nixon has the boys game right now for you over on our sister station, KTNC, 107.1 FM and 1230 AM in the Fall City area. We've got time for another 60-second timeout here, and then we'll be back with the third quarter action after this one-minute timeout. You're listening to Johnson Brock Eagles, Fall City Tigers basketball on Sunny 101.3.
Hey, Mo. How are you?
For over 80 years, Farm
Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or Weston Witt in Falls City. Your local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
This is Erica Jansen at SBS Insurance in Auburn. Do you consider yourself a safe driver and feel that you should benefit from that with lower auto insurance premiums? Auto insurance companies like Nationwide, Progressive, and Travelers offer telematics. Based on your safe driving, you can see up to a 30% discount. If you want to know more about how your safe driving can save you money, give your local SBS office a call.
SBS Insurance, the home team's pulling for you.
Sunny, 101.3.
Well, a big first half for the Johnson Brock Eagles. Kate Davis and Caleb Fossenbarger combined for 25 points in the first quarter and enabled them to jump out to a huge lead. And 35-10, a 25-point advantage. And look at this. I just got a great big cherry pie delivered.
Looks delicious.
Won that in the drawing down here a minute ago. A homemade cherry pie. Look, I'll bet if that's half as good as it looks,
yeah,
that's going to be a great pie. Ready now to move into second half action. Johnson Brock will have the first possession, inbounding the ball for the Eagles. Nick Perry at midcourt. Tosses into Fossenbarger. Caleb brings it across the timeline, picked up by Buttrick on the defense. Fossenbarger works to the left side of the arc. Back up top. Perry for a long three. Off the iron, doesn't go. John Craig has the rebound. Craig gives it up to Buttrick. He'll bring it into fourth court. Into the corner right side. Up to Craig it comes. They look down deep. That was Race Farmer with the ball. Now around on the near side, Bredemeyer. Top of the key, Jackson Strauss, Race Farmer. To Buttrick in the corner, in traffic, off the glass. Strauss, shot is up and good. Jackson Strauss has 6 points in the ballgame. And Fall City begins to chip away at that 25-point lead. Here's Kate Davis in the corner under the basket. Can't get the shot. And John Craig went out for the steal. Here's Fossenbarger for three, right wing. Caleb Fossenbarger has 15 points now in the ballgame. Got that one to drop from the right side down in the corner. Fall City sets the offense. Jackson Strauss lost his dribble. Goes to Carson Bredemeyer with the pass. Bredemeyer up top to Strauss. Around to Farmer on the corner. Farmer to the left side, Buttrick. Now Craig at the top of the key, holds the ball. Ball stolen away. Kate Davis breaks away for the driving lay-in off the glass, up and good. Kate Davis with 15 points. Davis has 15. Fossenbarger has 15. Together, 30 of the 40 points for Johnson Brock. 6.5 minutes to go. Here's Buttrick. Feeds under to Craig. Ball is stolen away by Fossenbarger. Caleb, long down court pass. Oh, he let him too much. Trying to get it down court to Nick Perriott. Perriott couldn't get there, and the ball got away.
The score is going to be 40-12 with the Johnson Brock Eagles up with 6:21 left in the third quarter.
That's Skylar Witt sitting over there, Johnson Brock journalism student, helping out tonight here on Johnson Brock's Strive TV and on Sunny 101.3. Lob pass underneath on the baseline in traffic. Reverse lay-in up off, no good for Jackson Strauss. Down comes Fossenbarger with the ball. In traffic, kicks it up top to the right side. This is Ryan Bowling. Bowling with the dribble. Top of the free throw circle off to Kate Davis. Davis in the paint. Little 5-foot floater up and good. Kate Davis keeps pouring him in. He's up to 17 points now. And it's 42-12. The lead is 30. With the ball on the left wing now is Race Farmer. Around the horn into Buttrick. Strauss tries to move to the basket. A whistle and a push-off foul going to be called down on the baseline.
It's going to be on, I'm pretty sure, 22 for the Eagles, Nick Perriott. It's going to be his second personal foul and first team foul of the half.
Jackson Strauss triggers it in baseline to Craig. Into Strauss, moves to the hoop, laying up off the glass and good. Jackson Strauss got it to Craig and comes right back to him, and Strauss laid it in. He's got 8 points. He's got all four Fall City's points in this second half. Thinking about the three, dribbling in, driving, laying off the glass, up and good is Lane Buckmeyer. Buckmeyer with a nice move to the basket. He He's a 6-foot junior, has 4 points now as Buckmeyer scored there. Here's John Craig, the turnaround spin move blocked by Davis. Whistle and a foul is going to be called on Cade Davis. And we're going to send John Craig to the free throw line where he'll be shooting two shots.
It's going to be Davis' second personal foul, and it's going to be the team's second team foul.
John Craig has 6 points in the ballgame, all coming on field goals. This will be his first attempt from the charity stripe. Shot is up, rims off, won't go. Another attempt coming, though. 5:03 to play in the third period. 44-14, a 30-point lead right now for Johnson Rock. They just jumped on Fall City early in that first quarter and never really looked back. John Craig, second free throw is on the way. It's up, and it is good. He hit the front of the rim and got the roll. Again, the final from Fall City. The Sacred Heart girls defeated Friend tonight 65-23. Still waiting on an update from our buddy John Nixon on the boys' game. That game being heard live tonight on KTNC. Johnson Rock with the basketball. This is Dollinghouse to the right side. Inside to Davis. Ball is knocked away from Davis. But a whistle and a foul is going to be called on the Tigers. Strauss, perhaps? He was the one in the neighborhood.
Yep, it's going to be Strauss's third personal foul and the first team foul for the Tigers this half.
Wassenbarger flips it to Dollinghouse in the corner. That's Camden Dollinghouse in the game. This is Kate Davis for three from the left wing. Is short off the rim. Safe from going out of bounds. Trying to save it over there was Jackson Strauss. Strauss touched it last. So that means that Dollinghouse will inbound it. Camden Dollinghouse, a 5'11 freshman. Inbounds the pass. On the dribble with the basketball comes Lane Buckmeyer. Buckmeyer feeds it in the paint. Back on the right side, Fossenbarger. Whistle, we're going to have a foul, I think, on Hernandez as Fossenbarger made a move toward the basket.
Yep, it's going to be on Hernandez, and it's going to be his second personal foul and the second team foul for the Tigers.
Caleb Fossenbarger to trigger it in on the baseline under his own basket here, waiting to lob it in, brings it all the way up top. Coming down with the basketball is Behrens. That was Leighton Behrens, now Fossenbarger again. To Dollinghouse. Dollinghouse has it stolen away by Bredemeyer in traffic. Bredemeyer almost lost it. Dollinghouse steals the ball back to Fossenbarger to Dollinghouse on the corner, and he very wisely brings it back up top. There's a long three. Behrens is up and off, no good, and the rebound comes down to the Tigers. With the rebound for Fall City is Kyle Eichhoff. Underneath the basket, driving to the baseline. Bredemeyer in traffic, tries to go up with a shot, couldn't get it. Ball knocked away. Fast break. Here comes Fossenbarger all the way for the lay-in. Couldn't get it. Follow shot put back up and good by Camden Dollinghouse. Dollinghouse was right there when that lay-in didn't drop and got it to fall. There's a driving approach to the basket by Hernandez. A whistle and a foul is going to be called on Johnson Brock. Hernandez will be at the line. He'll be shooting two shots. He has not scored yet this evening.
Foul is going to be on 20. Cade Davis for the Eagles. It's going to be his third personal and third team.
First free throw is up and good for Hernandez. He'll have a second free throw coming. Again, a big welcome to all of our viewers on Johnson Brock Strive TV tonight. Glad to have you along on the video stream here at Sunny 101.3. We're very proud to be providing the audio feed for tonight's video of the games. Second free throw is up and off the back of the rim for Hernandez. Will not go. It's 46-16, a 30-point lead for Johnson Brock. For the Eagles, Hunter Gravatt, is it Gravatt or Gravatt?
Gravatt
in the ballgame. Now with the dribble is Camden Dollinghouse, who got the basket a minute ago. A cross-court pass, holding it for a minute. Bowling. Now with the ball is Leighton Behrens. We're seeing a lot of subs getting into the ballgame. This is Sloan Pelican. Pelican feeds it in. There's a nice block shot. Leighton Behrens tried to put a shot up on the baseline right side. Blocked away by Kyle Eichhoff. Sloan Pelican will inbound the ball for the Eagles. Stands under the basket on the baseline to the right of his own backboard. Gets it into Bowling. Bowling comes up to Dollinghouse. Right back to Pelican. Dollinghouse did a good job protecting the ball there from Hernandez. A cross court pass. Goes over with it to Leighton Behrens. Whistle. and the foul is going to be called on Fall City.
That's going to be on Bryson Butrick for the Fall City Tigers. It's going to be his second personal and 13.
Johnson Brock's basketball. Inbounding the pass, Ryan Bowling. Into Dollinghouse. Came to Dollinghouse. Comes to Pelican. Pelican looks for the cutter going into the lane to Ryan Bowling. Bowling gives it into the corner right side again to Pelican. Pelican has the ball in the back to Ryan Bowling. Bowling feeds it into Dollinghouse. Dollinghouse makes a move to the basket. He's going to be fouled by Hernandez, I'm pretty sure.
I'm thinking the same thing. Yep, foul's going to be on Hernandez, and it's going to be his third personal and the fourth team for the Tigers.
Elijah Hernandez with the foul. There's a lob pass, comes up top, tipped away and stolen by Buttrick. Nice job defensively there by Buttrick, behind the back dribble, into the left corner. Hernandez driving, lay-in, shot up, couldn't get it, but a whistle and a foul, and we're going to put Hernandez to the free throw line. He's 1-for-1 at the line, 1-for-2, I'm sorry, from the free throw line. He'll have another chance here. This is a two-shot situation.
Going to be the third personal foul on Dollinghouse for the Eagles and the fourth team foul.
Free throw is up and good for Hernandez. He'll have another shot coming. 46-17, Johnson Brock with the early lead back there in the first quarter. They've really never looked back. Hernandez, second free throw is up. This hits the back of the iron and doesn't go. The rebound comes down to Ryan Bowling. Bowling. It's the outlet pass out to Gravett. Sloan Pelican. Back to Bowling again. Bowling tries to drive the baseline on Eichhoff. Couldn't get there. Instead, feeds the ball up to Nick Perriott. He lost the handle for a moment. Now Hernandez knocks it away from Perriott. It goes out of bounds. Hernandez touched it last. It'll be Johnson Brock's basketball. 2:01 to play, third period. 46-17, your score. As Johnson Brock dominating here in this boys' varsity contest tonight. This is Caleb Fossenbarger against Buttrick. Kicks it out into the corner. Long three on the way up and off for Perriott. Doesn't go. And now we've got a whistle and a foul is going to be called on the baseline against Johnson Brock.
Foul is going to be on Gravatt for the Eagles. It's going to be his first personal foul and the fifth team foul.
So Hunter picks up his first foul. Here come the Tigers trying to get something going. Ball is stolen away on the baseline. Gravatt on the fast break, feeds it ahead. Lay off the glass, Perriott up and good. Nick Perriott with the assist from Gravatt. 48-17. The lead is 31 for Johnson Brock with a minute 28 to go here in the third quarter. Tigers basketball, Hernandez left wing. Looking for the cutter. Buttrick went through the paint, couldn't get it to him. Oh, there's a pass they intended up front. The ball is tipped away loose. Perriott driving, laying up and good. That went off of Jackson Strauss, and Perriott gathered it in and took it the distance for the lay-in. 50-17, your score. A minute two to go in the third quarter. We've got eight more minutes to play here after this. Ball City. Handling the ball on the left elbow is Race Farmer. Across court to Hernandez. He gets triple teamed. The ball is stolen. May have somebody reached in on Hernandez to knock that ball away. The official goes across the way, and it's going to be called on Perriott.
That's going to be Perriott's third personal foul and the seventh team foul.
You don't trust me, do you? You're waiting for him to post it.
I trust you fine and well, Randy.
No, I'm putting it up, though.
There we go.
I heard that hesitancy in your voice. 48 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Into John Craig in the corner. Bryson Buttrick goes to the hoop, driving layup. Buttrick, floater up and good. Bryson Buttrick with his first 2 points of the ball game. Got the little floater to fall from the right side in the lane. Makes it 50-19. 32 seconds to play in the quarter. Davis flips it out to Fossenbarger. Back to Davis against Craig. Top of the key, Bowling, free throw line, open look. Fossenbarger, jump shot, free throw line, off the back of the rim. Ball is loose on the floor. Bowling comes out with it. And I think Bowling's going to get called for the foul there. May have knocked one of the Tigers to the floor before he got the steal.
I think there was a little push there. That's going to be Bowling's second foul for the Eagles and the seventh team foul.
So that means stepping to the free throw line will be Race Farmer, a 5'11 senior. Race has not scored yet tonight. Here shooting 1-1. Free throw is up and off, no good. Farmer couldn't get it to go, and the rebound comes down to the Eagles with 14 seconds. Fossenbarger dribbles back up to the top of the key with 10 seconds. Fossenbarger moves to the free throw line, driving, kicks it out to the corner. Bowling, open look for three. Off the rim, no. Struggle for the rebound. Hernandez comes down with it, and there's the buzzer.
After the third quarter, Johnson Brock is up 50-19 over the Fall City Tigers. We'll step aside for a one-minute timeout, and you're listening to high school basketball on Sunny 101.3.
Is it time to buy or sell? How about a property that needs to be managed? Call on the pros at Poppy Realty and Management in Fall City. They can provide you with management services for your farm, ranch, or recreational property, and can also assist you in buying or selling your property. Brian Poppy is a licensed broker in Nebraska and Kansas, here to help you seal the deal. Call Poppy Realty and Management today and rest easy because you're in good hands. Call 245-5808 or visit 1616 Harlan Street in Fall City.
Sat Brothers, located at 1521 Harlan. Call 245-2406 and order a whole pizza for $12. They have all your favorites, pepperoni, hamburger, meat lovers, supreme, veggie pizza, and many more varieties to choose from. They also have breakfast pizza, like biscuits and gravy pizza, and cheese sticks as well. Sat Brothers of Fall City, the one stop to fill your car and your tummy. Sat Brothers of Fall City with mom-approved bathrooms.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Randy Gatula and Skylar Witt back with you at Johnson Brock High School. 8 minutes left to play here in the fourth quarter. 50-19, Johnson Brock with a dominating performance tonight against the Tigers. Fall City will have the basketball. Bryson Buttrick being pressured out here one-on-one by Lane Buckmeyer. Now gives the ball up to Race Farmer. Inside to John Craig in the paint. Craig almost had it knocked away, gets it back. Now Craig goes up with a shot, blocked by Cade Davis. Loose basketball. Jackson Strauss gets a rebound in the putback, and Strauss is in double figures. He has 10 points now for the Tigers. 50-21, your score. Johnson Brock with the lead. Fossenbarger plays catch with Nick Perriott out here on top of the key. They feed it into Davis. Turnaround jump shot up and good. Cade Davis just keeps pouring it in. He's got 19 now in the ballgame. 52-21. 7:09 to go in the ballgame. We're here at Johnson Brock. Tomorrow afternoon, Fall City's girls and boys will travel to Adams to take on the Freeman Falcons. Here's a shot up by Bryson Buttrick. Doesn't go. The girls' game tips off at 4:30 tomorrow afternoon. The boys' game around 6 o'clock. You'll hear it live on KTNC. I'll call the game. There's a turnaround shot again by Kate Davis. I'll be on our sister station, KTNC, 1230 AM, 107.1 FM. Freeman fans can listen online at mscsports.net. John Craig holds the basketball at the free throw line, kicks it to the left corner. There's Jackson Strauss, has the ball stripped away. Cade Davis comes up with it. Davis wants to go all the way for the driving lay-in. It's up and good. Cade Davis is just getting red hot here. He's got 23 points now. He scored 6 points in the first minute and a half of this fourth quarter. Timeout taken on the floor.
There's going to be a timeout, and Johnson Brock's going to lead with 56-21 over the Fall City Tigers. We'll take a 30-second break, and you're listening to high school basketball on Sunny 101.3.
Peru State College makes it easy to go back to school and get your degree online. Peru State, they bring you the classroom, fully accredited, affordable, accessible. Peru State Online Program, flexibility delivered. Peru Online Program gives you the freedom to work anywhere with a connection. Go online to take a test drive. Peru State College. Check out the possibilities. Peru has 150 years of academic excellence. Visit peru.edu.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back inside Johnson Brock High School. 6:18 to play in the ball game. It's 56-21. Johnson Brock with the lead. Tigers with the basketball. John Craig, his double team, needs help. Gets it ball up to Strauss. Strauss goes to Bredemeyer. He thought about taking that NBA-style three out there and decided against it. Buttrick lost his dribble, needs help. to Race Farmer. Farmer one-on-one with Sloan Pelican. Can't get to the basket. Back up it comes to John Craig. Craig to Strauss. Strauss feeds it off to Farmer across to Buttrick. Buttrick looking to lob it into Craig. Does get it to him. Now Craig feeds back to Buttrick for the lay-in. Can't get it. Strauss had the ball for a moment. Then it's grabbed up and almost stolen back. Johnson Brock comes away with it. Nice job under the bucket. Getting that ball by Bowling. Now Sloan Pelican. Up. His pass goes to Jalen Behrens. Around to the right wing with it. Dollinghouse. Camden Dollinghouse to Sloan Pelican. On the near side, this is Jalen Behrens. Dollinghouse. You got a whole bunch of subs in there now. There's Sloan Pelican for a driving left-handed layup. Up and good. And Sloan Pelican, the 5'8 sophomore, has his first 2 points of the evening. Makes it 58-21. Under 5 minutes to play now. 4:55. Long three is up and off. No good by Carson Bredemeyer. And the rebound comes down to Jalen Behrens. Behrens brings it down court himself. Up to Dollinghouse for three. Got it. Camden Dollinghouse hits a three. He's got 5 points now for the freshman. 61-21. 40-point lead. Don Hogue is clearing the bench. He's going to have five new ball players coming into the contest. John Craig in the paint to Strauss. Strauss at the free throw line. Backs it back out on the left elbow. Now Strauss kicks it to Buttrick in the corner. Buttrick can't get the look as Dollinghouse has him covered tightly. Here's Craig trying to move in against the defense. Shot is up. Won't go, but a whistle and a foul. Most likely on Leighton Behrens.
That's what I'm thinking. It's going to be his first personal foul and the eighth team foul.
So at the free throw line will be John Craig. He'll be shooting 1-1. John has 7 points tonight. He's 1-for-2 from the free throw line so far. This one is short. Oh, he's shooting 2 shots. That was a shooting foul. So he'll have another attempt. Here come the subs off the bench. We'll have Caden Dunkus in the lineup. Also, Joe Vertiska in the ballgame. Help me ID some of these other Fall City players.
We got
Craig's second shot is up, and it's short. Doesn't go. So the ball will go over to Johnson Brock.
I'm not seeing 13.
Yeah, Joe Vertiska is 13.
All right.
Here's Sloan Pelican with the ball. Pelican is it up to Dollinghouse. Back to Pelican. They're just kind of running a little delay here now. There's a long two. It's up and good, and hitting the two is Jalen Behrens. That's his second bucket of the night. He's got 4 points. Score now 63-21, a 42-point lead. Under 3 minutes to play in the ball game with the basketball. All the way in, moving toward the basket.
Looks like Charlie McNeely also made his way in.
Okay, we may have to resort to our program here to find some of these JV numbers.
I know.
Yeah, here they are.
Yep, we got Caden Dunkus, Joe Vertiska, Charlie McNeely.
Okay. There's Dalton Knippelmeyer checking in. He was my broadcast partner for the girls' overtime game, and now he checks in. Dalton had a good game in the boys' junior varsity game tonight.
Josh Brown is also going to be in for the Tigers.
There's Kaysen Dollinghouse in the lineup now. Kaysen with the ball. To the near side, Zach Hawley. Hawley to Kaysen Dollinghouse. Back up to Sloan Pelican. Kaysen Dollinghouse, free throw line. Had an open look. Doesn't want to take the shot. To Vatt with the ball. Goes to the corner. Driving layup. Up, off, won't go. Trying for the layup on the baseline there was Zach Hawley. And we'll put Zach Hawley to the line to shoot two.
Alex McKim will be the last sub in for the Tigers tonight.
So Zach Hawley at the line. Free throw is up. Short off the front.
Foul is going to be on Charlie McNeely for the Tigers. It's going to be his first personal and the team's fifth for the half.
I think we've got players showing up in the game that weren't listed in the original 15 varsity ball players. Second shot is up and good for Zach Hawley. Help me out. These guys' scores by marking it on here.
All right, I'll
I don't
get it.
Have them on this book right here for me. There's a long three from the corner that's up and off, no good. The rebound down to Johnson Brock with 1:04 to go. Down court to Dollinghouse. That's Kaysen Dollinghouse. under the basket. Dalton Knippelmeyer, shot, follow shot, up and good. Dalton Knippelmeyer with 2 points late in the ballgame. Less than a minute to go now, 48 seconds. Tigers basketball. Caden Dunkus with the ball. Underneath, turnaround shot doesn't go. Sloan Pelican gets the rebound. Sloan Pelican with the outlet pass to Gravatt. Gravatt across the timeline with 35 seconds to go. Johnson Brock may just dribble it out, and Fall City will probably let him. Knippelmeyer wants to move toward the basket. He's going to take it up. Couldn't get it. Whistle and a foul. And we're going to put Dalton Knippelmeyer at the line where he'll be shooting two shots. Foul is going to be on Charlie McNeely. On Charlie, that's, or is that what they've got? Was that the last
one? I think that's the pass foul.
Okay, I got ahead of the clock operator down here.
Yep.
Dalton Knippelmeyer will be at the line. We've got a running clock, and time's going to run out. Knippelmeyer will get to shoot his free throws. He shoots two. There's the first one off the front of the rim, doesn't go. When he shoots his second one, they'll start the running clock, and it's all over.
I don't know if they're going to tell us who fouled, Randy.
Okay. Dalton Knippelmeyer, shot is up, got it, and there's the buzzer. 67-21, your final score here. We're going to take a two-minute break, and then Skyler and I will be back with the postgame show coming up after this two-minute timeout. You've been listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
Why drive out of town when you can get the care you need right here? Nemaha County Hospital is excited to welcome Dr. Adam Streit to our staff of exceptional physicians. Dr. Streit specializes in orthopedic and sports medicine, including orthopedic surgeries, and will be seeing patients right here on our outpatient clinic weekly, beginning on September 17th. Please call your primary care physician for a referral. At Nemaha County Hospital, we're giving our best so you can live your best.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Fall City. Yes, we've all seen the red trucks out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Falls City, Nebraska.
Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holdman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holdman's has them. See Ben or Dennis Holdman at Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City. Holdman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holdman's Ford entire inventory online at HolmanFord.com.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
This is Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back to Johnson Brock High School. Randy Gatula, Skyler Witt with you. It's time now for the Sunny 101.3 postgame scoring recap. Well, a dominating performance tonight, Skyler, by the
really?
Johnson Brock boys, 67-21, the final. And, you know, Caleb Fossenbarger and Kate Davis jumped out and scored 25 points in the first quarter between the two of them,
mm-hmm.
and that just kind of set Johnson Brock up to where they never looked back.
Yeah.
Let's take a look at the individual numbers here. First of all, for the Tigers tonight, they were led in scoring by Jackson Strauss. He was the only Tiger in double figures, finished with 10 points in the ballgame. 7 points tonight for John Craig. Bryson Buttrick added two, and Elijah Hernandez had two for Fall City's total of 21. From the charity strike, the Tigers went 5 out of 11 at the free throw line. Individual numbers for Johnson Brock. Leading the way was Cade Davis. He had a big night tonight, 23 points in the ballgame. Caleb Fossenbarger was also in double figures. He finished with 15 points in the game. Adding 8 points tonight was Nick Perriott, 4 points for Jalen Behrens, 4 points also for Lane Buckmeyer. Camden Dollinghouse had 5. Sloan Pelican with 2. Ryan Bowling had 2. And Dalton Knippelmeyer got in at the end with a quick 3 points in the final couple of minutes for Johnson Brock's total of 67. From the free throw line, Johnson Brock 4 of 7 for the game from the line. With the win, the Eagles improved their record to 1-2 on the year, and the Tigers fall to 0-2. We want to remind our Fall City listeners, we'll have Tiger basketball again tomorrow afternoon on KTNC. We'll be live from Freeman at Adams, a 4:30 tip-off for the girls' game. Boys' game starting around 6 o'clock. Yours truly will have the call for that. I want to say thank you to Tara Studheit and the students at Johnson Brock High School. Dalton Knippelmeyer helped us out. Skylar Witt for this one, for our opportunity to provide the audio for the Strive video stream tonight. Those of you that couldn't make it to the game, we hope you enjoyed the broadcast. And, Skylar, if they had as much fun watching it as we did bringing it to them, we had a good time.
Yep.
Thank you, Skylar.
Thank you, Randy.
That's going to wrap it up for tonight's coverage of high school basketball. For Skylar Witt, Dalton Knippelmeyer, I'm Randy Gatula. We leave you with the final score in the boys' game. It was Johnson Brock 67 and Fall City 21. Good night, Southeast Nebraska. You've been enjoying high school basketball on Sunny 101.3.
Hi, this is Randy Gatula. I get my cellular service from A1 Cellular, and you should too. Visit my friend Kim and her wonderful staff at A1 Cellular at 1015 Central Avenue in Auburn. They will provide you with a new unlimited data plan for just $30 a month with 4 lines. That's A1 Cellular, 402-274-1441.
Families doing business today at the Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport and Mound City have been doing so for generations. As a new customer, you, too, will feel like one of the family when the friendly staff helps you with your first checking or savings account, business or personal loans, or other financial needs. Visit Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport or Mound City, Missouri, and let them help you with all your financial needs. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender. Hall Funeral Chapel of Fall City and Auburn. Dignity, quality, and caring. Everything a family deserves. Hall Family Funeral Services. We are a full service providing the most elaborate funeral service to the simplest graveside service. Since no two people are exactly alike, neither should their funeral ceremony be alike. Hall Funeral staff provide pre-need counseling, no charge. Contact Todd at Hall Family Funeral Service.
I'm Ryan Larson, administrator of Community Medical Center in Fall City. I wish to thank all our physicians, nurses, technicians, and staff that have cared for so many people this year. Your commitment to caring shines in all you do. I'd also like to thank the community and all the patients we've served at our hospital and clinics for allowing us to help get you well and to help keep you well, for trusting us when you were sick, afraid, or in pain, and for sharing with us moments of special joy. Have a Merry Christmas and a prosperous, healthy New Year.
Main Street Bank with 7 locations in southeast Nebraska, operating full-service locations in Cook, Louisville, Peru, Syracuse, Tecumseh, Virginia, and Wymore. Main Street Bank clearly identifies the hometown character of the Heartland. Main Street Bank was founded to help fuel people's dreams. Member FDIC. Main Street Bank close to you in southeast Nebraska, in the towns of Cook, Louisville, Peru, Syracuse, Tecumseh, Virginia, and Wymore.
A branch of Western National Bank.
At Lundsman Realty, we provide you with the expertise, exposure, and care you deserve. We can handle all your real estate needs. If you're considering buying or selling a home, farm, business, or acreage, give us a call. With this fast-paced, ever-changing real estate market, hire Lundsman Realty to work for you. We're members of the Great Plains and Midlands Regional MLS, and we'd love the opportunity to earn your business. Call or click LundsmanRealty.com or find us on Facebook. Lundsman Realty, simplified, satisfied, sold, an equal housing opportunity.
Thanks for joining us here on Sunny 101.3 for today's coverage of high school basketball. Remember, for complete up-to-date scores, standings, and results, log on to mscsports.net. Join us next time for high school basketball right here on Sunny 101.3.
A crimson love so hard.
walk with me and maybe the night of life so soon become wild and free. I can feel the sun, your every wish will be done. They tell me